Blog Talk Radio.
One.
There will be no doom.
One
love. A pity on those whose chances broken. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation. Yeah, yeah.
One love.
What about the one?
One love.
What about the
let's get together and feel alright.
I'm pleading to mankind.
One love. One heart.
One heart. Whoa.
Give thanks and praise to the Lord.
And I will
be.
Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you loud and clear. You go ahead and introduce the show, and I'm going to go back to what I was doing. I'm sorry. Forgive me, y'all. Okay, Eddie?
Sure, no problem. And family,
okay,
she's trying to find... To let you know, she's trying to find a song that I requested for tonight on what this topic is all about, which is, are we truly going through the purge? And I want us to really think about that word, the purge, and what it means to you. Yes, yes, get all of the different definitions from all the different dictionaries, yes, but come on. What's the dictionary inside you telling you what the purge is? Let me hear that unique perspective coming out of your spiritual essence. Because, again, this is what I've been told by the spiritual realm. And before I even get to that, let me first thank the ancestors, Ashe, eternal life and love that comes our way. I thank the ancestors for allowing me to sit in on what we all should be sitting in on. I also want to thank our elders, namaste, with honor and respect for their wisdom and guidance through their information that they're giving us on this side of the dirt. Thank you, Mother AZ, for this side of the dirt. And last but not least, I'd like to thank the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you share with us every week. We love you for that. So with that being said, with all of the intros, oh, and let me not forget, for this show, I am dedicating it to my metaphysical teacher, a.k.a. spiritual guide, Dr. Delbert Blair. Because he told us so many years ago about the fourth and fifth dimension that we are going through, that it's going to go by so fast that we won't even see it. But it's here to be seen. I'm witnessing it. Thank you, ancestors, once again, Ashe. It's here, family. And this first part that I want to give is dealing with that. Is dealing with why I'm seeing that a lot of us, or most of us, ain't getting to what we're talking about. Because our conversations are truly, truly wrong. They're on a distraction 70% of the time. I'm going to stay with that number of conversation, of consciousness, which is that seven. And I'm going to try my best, but I can't promise you anything that I won't be inserting the numbers, because again, that's the problem with the spiritual right now. We're not seeing the numbers, or better yet, we're seeing the numbers, we're not seeing the message that the numbers are leaving or giving us, because again, we're not trying to find it. Wherever we are, we feel, okay, we got this, and this is what it's saying. We got to do our due diligence. We got to figure it out. But the ancestors, along with me, being in the numbers that I am, have given me, again, what we're not conversating and talking about. And it's like, I'm going to take portions of lyrics of records and put my spin, which is my word, on it. And Jill Scott made a song, Living Our Life Like It's Golden. I changed that. I think we're living a lie like it's golden, living a lie like it's golden, living a lie like it's golden, golden. See, because we not got caught up, and we ain't living our life like we should, or we assume we are.
That is so true.
Because,
Brother Eddie, I'm sitting where you are.
Okay, did you find the song?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, let's play the song, and then we'll get on into it.
Okay, here we go, y'all.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting. Something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, baby, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers, some say I'm damn good, and if you think you can turn me out, maybe I wish that you would, cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you I'll never go back, you say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Well, here I am, baby, practice what you. Things I can do to you, and so many ways I can't believe. Hey, 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 it's your mood, yeah. Why don't you start turning down the light and show me just what you can do? Hey, baby, I've had my share of love. I'm with you, I'll never go back. Say there's a lesson.
Okay, Brother Eddie, you ready to practice what you preach?
Oh, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. Ooh, I'm here popping my fingers and trying to calm myself down, because that's part of what we're talking about, dealing with what we're doing, and we're missing what we're saying. We're saying it, but we ain't even seeing what we're saying, because we're regurgitating a lot of repetitive stuff that we heard that sounds good, but it's not spiritual, because we didn't take it in to make it uniquely ours in our own understanding. And when we bring it out and bring it up, it don't sound like no goddamn body else. I've been saying for the longest, and I'm tired of family y'all shitting on me with all this other shit, because it ain't got shit to do with the spiritual. Now I'm kind of geeked up with Barry, because, again, see, at the end of the day, using Barry's lyrics is five. See, that's part of the code, part of your interpretation and your thought. It's that five. So, but again, using that and putting my spin or my word on what is being said on that particular song, the thing that stands out to me when Barry is giving that in this lovely love song, it's this, family. When we start telling people this and telling people that, once it comes out your mouth, you cannot take it back. There's a spiritual lesson you ought to teach. Be the damn example and practice what you preach. Woo-hoo-hoo. We ain't doing it. We are not doing it. Give what you live. Are we living what we are giving? I don't think so. Because I'm hearing too many conversations that ain't on the spiritual, metaphysical. Every goddamn thing, excuse me, family, but I'm sorry, every goddamn thing I hear now, see, I come across my path, I make it spiritual. That's what we're missing. I had so many conversations this weekend and prior about that spiritual essence, that spiritual number being four. People are telling me, they're saying 13, 4, 40, 31, 22, 11, 11. I've been hearing 11, 11 for years now. But we missing it.
Yeah.
Because we say it's spiritual, but you ain't finding the spiritual connection of the words that 11, 11 represents. It's an open portal. It's truth. It's spiritual. It's the absolute. We're not looking at it that way, because we only see one facet of somebody else's stuff, and we ain't utilizing the whole one. It's on the one, as we were talking earlier.
Yes.
And everything has a sound and a frequency that's put them on their one. See, and it's been getting my gall, but I'm now kind of laid back, because the skulls, my skulls with the ancestors, along with the elders, are constantly talking to me. See, and again, as I quoted earlier, or I stated earlier, we are not staying on our square, because our square, what we see, is spiritual now. Everybody is talking about the age of Aquarius. Yes, great. Everybody's talking about their spiritual journey. Same numbers as age in Aquarius is your spiritual journey. We're seeing this now. But our spiritual journey is our soul assignment. That's an assignment to your soul that we're not getting, because we live in a lie like it's golden. And we say we're on a spiritual journey, which is true nature and nature. Everybody's getting back to nature. But guess what? Nature is in order, and we are out of order. We're trying to get in order. Tell me this.
Yeah.
Family, is a lie that we say, regardless of what it is the lie in order or out of order? Bingo. You out of order. I don't care how white the lie is or little it is. You're still lying. With that vibration of any lie, you are not permitted in the fourth realm, or as we say, the fourth dimension. I'm seeing glimpses now, and I'm going to cut that short, because that's for me. But I'm trying to figure out why I ain't talking to other people personally or whatever about the spiritual level that I'm able to take glimpses at but I'm on my spiritual journey 100 now, on the real one. See, I'm getting past the point of caring to share about our people who ain't applying what they say when they see these numbers. It's a message in every damn number we see it. And we ain't trying to find that word to the message to give us our answer because it's there. It is right there. And we are not getting it because we are talking out the side of our neck. I love beauty like we all love beauty, but beautiful is four, baby, it's 40. It's the spiritual. So I see all these beautiful cars and these beautiful clothes that people wear and these beautiful homes. But I see an ugly-ass soul inside of a lot of our people because there's no spirituality there. So what are you trying to hide? That's the job of the magician. He plays a trick on you. Trick is fine. When people say game, recognize game, yes. But if you're playing a game, that ain't truth, baby. Because we're trying to hide a deception of a lie, giving an illusion of we doing this or that. Come on now. If you truly conscious as you say you are with the universe, why are you lying? And why are we teaching each other lies, how to play the game with a lie, not to get caught this, that, and the other? It's a lie, family. And we see these numbers start to give us the indication of our behavior is out of order. Our spiritual essence is measured by our physical behavior. Spiritual four, essence four, behavior is four. That's a true behavior. If your behavior ain't true to you, it ain't true to nobody else. We're on that third D, as we say, 3D, the three dimension, the 3D. Three, I want to start off with the third chakra because we don't get into it like that. Find your way. This is my way that I relate. Take it or leave it alone. No problem with me. I'm getting glimpses of what I'm supposed to see. So in the third chakra, we know that the third chakra is dealing with your willpower. But it's blocked by blame and shame. And this is where we are residing in that third chakra, the three liberal arts, the third. We want to blame everybody for everything, and we are ashamed to take the responsibility of our own damn actions. I'm the mirror. I've been telling people that. I'm the mirror. Mirror is five. I'm the messenger. Messenger is five. Eddie is five. But being the mirror, don't kill the man in the mirror, damn it. Don't kill the messenger. Because as Jack Nicholson said, we can't handle the truth. You can't handle it because you're not telling the truth. Let's use that quote with the end of, you can't handle the truth. You ain't telling the truth. You ain't telling it, that's why you can't handle it. So we got to put up all these facades, play all these games, and talk the talk. I can talk the talk with the best of us. But when I see that you're not walking the walk, you talk, woo! That walking is no more than that teacher that is supposed to be revealing truth, not revealing the game of a lie. And we out here beating our chests like we doing something when we giving the wrong damn information. And we too egotistic, five, ego, to let shit go and get to what we're truly asking for. We asking for it and we don't really want it. What you want, wants you. Want is 13. I want spiritual, baby. I want the metaphysical. I want the answer and the solution. It's right there in that 11, that 4, that 13, that 31, that 58, that 67. I don't care how you see that damn number. 4, it's telling you something, and we not getting it. Because we too busy living the lie like it's golden, like it's the truth. And I keep saying, and I said earlier, not keep saying, but said stated earlier, that we're not permitted with the vibration of a lie to enter the fourth dimension of the spiritual realm, family. That measurement that's being measured is measuring your heart. We call it trial by feather, your heart by feather. That's the measurements of what's happening with your spiritual essence and your physical behavior. It does not equate. Stop blaming it on somebody damn else. That's the easy damn way out. The numbers that you see is giving you the message of your behavior is off. It's out of order. Order is three, lie is three. We want to place the order with a lie and then think we in order with nature. Get the, ooh, family, I'm hot. I'm hot because this is the time for it. Summer is a hot month. Summer is six. Hot is six, and we're in the last 6 months to get to your third eye, family. Or you're going to take this lie into the next year of 2022, which is the six. We got to straighten our own stuff out. We can keep listening to all. Like I said, I love you, family, when you give me information, because what you give me, I don't know. And I only know it once you give it to me. And once you give it to me, I still make it mine by using the numbers to see what I'm supposed to see. What are you using to see what you're supposed to see? If it ain't numbers, what is it? I say it Dr. Blair, but you don't hear me sounding anything like Dr. Blair would be sounding. I'm using what he gave me and make it unique me mine, spiritually mine, because everything is spiritual, and we're talking about the physical and material world. This is the 3D, and 7 is physical and material completion. And we're completing our conversations and our consciousness on a lot of distractions of nonsense. And then want to tell each other how spiritual we are, how metaphysical we are. Well, give me some goddamn spiritual information and insight. How many conversations do I have during the year? How much time do we spend on the spiritual? I know I went through that in other classes. Half of the information we're talking about is a physical and material. We know what we got to do. Damn it, if you're still living and surviving, you know how to survive. We're talking about spiritual now. So don't get it twisted. When I'm talking about don't do this and do, you know what you got to do. But we're talking about the spiritual that everybody's playing with. Spirit ain't got no time to play. We damn near out of time, and we still playing games. Game, recognize game. Well, what damn game you actually recognize if it ain't the spiritual game of truth? Because, again, on that third chakra, understanding three is lie and three is order. You can't get into the D or the fourth dimension with the lie. You got to be in order. It ain't shit that I'm saying that we don't know what's inside us already that's resonating with you. We know the lies we're telling. We know what we're trying to hide. Magician, use your magic then. But hopefully it's the right magic, see, because we still won't honor up on getting in order, which is no more than making the correction to all the wrong to make it right to get in order. We still want to lie like it's golden. Y'all. See, I wouldn't be the individual I'm supposed to be if I keep that to myself. It's things that we do supposed to keep to ourselves. But when we say we are into a spirit, spirit is your own. But when we come together collectively, it's called spiritual. Spiritual. It's all of our spirits coming together. And I'm not going to let an effed up spirit into my domain of the spiritual that the real company I keep is in. We got to come out this nonsense, family, on the real. Like I said, I'm seeing shit in the fourth dimension. I can't even talk to with nobody because ain't nobody else seeing this shit. Ain't nobody else seeing it. I've been waiting for a while now for somebody to tell me that they seeing the fourth before somebody says, nigga, you crazy. Okay, I'm crazy as hell. Crazy as 12. Y'all ass into that crazy-ass lie, 12, because there's nothing spiritual in essence, in what you give it. Even in the information that you've given playing game, you ain't giving the truth behind the game, even if you've given the game. If you give the game, still put the truth in there. So they have that option to choose. Because at the end, it's still spiritual truth, baby, and we're not resigning on that truth. We lying all over the place, hiding all type of shit, keeping silent. That's why it's best to keep silent when you're lying, because you're going to slip up and say something. I've been telling the family for a long time, I don't care who you are and what you say. I see the lie behind the words that you say and the numbers, because we don't see the number of the word that we use that has a lie in it. We ain't trying to find it. That ain't on you. That's on me. So I'm on my shit. I'm on mine. But without going there and trying to figure out a person's life, get into your damn self and get into the truth. That's why when you get into that fourth dimension, you only get there because of your spiritual essence of your behavior. And that's why the fourth chakra deals with love. And it's blocked by your grief because you're grieving for some shit you done did wrong. Because grief is one and you were one. You done did some fucked up shit, family. That's why you're grieving. Because staying in that third, you still want to blame. No. That's why your third chakra is from your solar plexus. Solar 16, plexus is 25, a 7 and a 7. Giving you that 5, because 16 plus 25 is 41, the 5. And there, in your solar plexus, it tells you you have your willpower, which is 32, the 5. I want y'all to take it to the bank, and not that artificial bank that you put your money in, because the bank I'm talking about is your mind that's put in that bank. It's called your memory bank. And once you tap into your memory bank, that's when you got, and you tap into your higher consciousness. I'm moving too fast to drop the numbers on that, but we can do it ourselves, because go back and listen to the shows and pour the numbers up behind what I'm saying. And if what I'm saying is wrong, pull my goddamn coattail. I'm not too proud, and I ain't got no ego, because all my five is where it belongs. My ego is in check. But I keep getting all of these different sites and everything. I've told the family before, I love you giving it. Don't stop. But please, if you send me something, put some type of information within the comment section. Don't just send me a random article with numbers and letters that I can't read what it's saying, or it's giving me a small description. I'll read that description. But if it ain't got my numbers that I'm on my square, ain't nobody pulling me off my square, family. That's what happens. We all over the damn place. And then we're not inserting the lessons we learned, that we get it from whomever we get it from, and take it in, digest it to the point when we bring it out, it don't even sound like them no more. That means you don't put your damn mark on it, your stamp on it. We're not doing that. This is part of the purge, baby. This is part of the purge we're going through, because the purge they got us thinking about is when I say purge, and I talked to a brother this week here, my neighbor, and I gave him a synopsis of the class tonight. Oh, I'm going to be listening, Ed. I'm going to be listening. So I introduced him to my scrolls. Oh, he loved it. And I told him all the downloads and the information that they're telling me and giving me. He texted me back a half an hour later to say, man, those are some beautiful scrolls, man. That's deep. But, I hope they ain't telling you to kill nobody, LOL. Laugh, man, I want to laugh at that dumb shit. It ain't shit that I told you that was negative. How in the hell did you go to the skulls telling me to do something negative and kill? That didn't even come out of my, nothing negative came out with me giving all the information I gave. So I texted him back, brother, LOL, yeah, but where in the fuck you get that shit from? Where did your mind go? How did you come up with some negative shit after all the positive shit, and you told me how deep it was, and then you go with some negatives? What program are you on? Whose program are you on? See? But I understand, because as I did another class saying that 70% negative ions that we're bombarded with daily, 70%. The 30% of positive comes from within you. That three, that lie that most of us is telling. It's supposed to be positive, family. And we're going in with that positive 30% and bringing a lie out instead of bringing order. It's called 2021. 21 is order. 12 is the lie when you turn it around. I think we got the government lying to us enough about the Delta variant, COVID-19, and all this other nonsense. I don't waste my time. Because as we give each other the information, I got my readiness kit. I do my practice routines of being in the dark. We done went through that on shows. I got all my physical and material stuff ready. My spirit has got to get there. It's getting there. Because like I said, we got to make this spiritual journey real. And we ain't, family. That's why real is for. Spiritual is for. Behavior is for. Message is for. Answer is for. Solution, we got all this shit that's in you, and we won't be real. Because we keep lying. And remember, we're in the year of 2021, which is the five. That's the fifth chakra. Why do you think we in entertaining even this conversation right now of truth and lies? Because that's what the fifth chakra, the voice chakra, does. It either gives you the truth or it gives you lies. And I'm tired of hearing the lies, family. You can't lie to me. You might be lying to yourself, but like I said, with the help of the universe and the ancestors and everything else spiritual, with what I've been given with the numbers, I hear that lie in the number behind your word. So you can keep lying to me if you will, but like I said, at the end of the day, that's why we still living this lie like it's golden. Like it's golden. Like it's real. But we say we are in the nature of the universe, of our consciousness. And we out here lying, all out of order. Family, come on. Come on. See, this is the purge we're going through. Because the purge that they're talking about is this war, this fight. But we understand. Well, I understand with the numbers that purge, for me, other than their definition, which I take some of it and insert it into what I'm giving now that I give my definition and understanding of what the purge is being done. Because purge by number is eight. Eight is no more than our thinking. Eight is no more than the piece of land that you own. So your land is your thinking first. It ain't the land under your feet, because every place you go, you still claim as your own, because your brain is there. Your land is there. All this beautiful things that we have, all this stuff, when you die, ain't nothing going with you. None of it. You going there alone. But we still entertaining all of this negativity, think we doing right when we know in our own conscious mind we hiding some shit. This is why we don't want to talk. We want to be left alone. It's cool. Be left alone, but get crystallized, damn it. Get in your cocoon and come out right. Because we, like I said, we are totally out of order. Even in the conversations, we constantly entertain. When we give that much energy, which is the seven, part of your consciousness, to the distractions, which is seven, you become drained. That's that vampire draining you, and we give them energy to drain us by the conversations we entertain in our own damn brain before we bring it out to the other people. Because every conversation I hear and listen to, I hear no spin on this physical and material plane that we're talking about that ends up being spiritual. Give that same amount of time. We ain't even doing that. This is why we're so spiritually weak. I'm on my damn square, fam. I'm waiting for y'all, just like the planets are lining up, waiting on us. I'm waiting on y'all. I got my peace dealing with numbers that I'm doing, and I'm still giving it away because that's what I'm supposed to do. I know my part of my soul assignment being my spiritual journey. It's all connected. But when I ain't hearing the spiritual from conscious so-called people, or enlightened people, or whatever they want to title themselves, but your actions don't reflect your words. What do they say? Actions speak louder than words? Come on. I'm looking at your actions, or lack of it. It's still the same. You're still giving information, being silent or being boisterous. Because the silent is consent, baby. So who are you consenting to? So, again, family, I didn't want to go on an irate and tangent, but come on. Come on. I'm constantly listening to all of these different shows, and I'm waiting for the spiritual, the metaphysical, to be on that square and stand on it proudly and stop going back, bouncing back and forth like a goddamn rubber ball, back and forth, back and forth. Nature's in order. It ain't going back and forth. We are. Because we make the choices and decisions. That's on us. That's why I said, this nice class, if I step on some toes, I get somebody mad, I want you to get mad. So it will ignite your DNA, damn it, and go up your kundalini. So you can see those fireworks start to go off in your own damn brain. Because we still ain't seeing it. And that's why we're still on that number, 4th of July, 4-7. Because that's spiritual. That's your spiritual journey, that 4-7. That's your soul assignment, 4-7. That's truth in nature, 4-7. Ain't nowhere in there did it mention lie. Did it mention the truth being gained? Because, yes, the truth recognized the game. And if you ain't being true and you're playing game, you're going to get. And we're going to put those that we're giving this game to that we're not giving balance to the game. We call, keep talking about balance, y'all. That's the fix. That's where we're going next year, bring the damn balance. We ain't bringing the balance. We give them one side on how to get over, how to hide and disguise shit, and beating our chest like we doing. Come on, family, stop. Don't get mad at me. Look in the mirror. We saying this shit, and we're not recognizing even when the numbers keep popping up in our face. I keep hearing people calling me talking about these goddamn numbers, saying that they're going to get on this and get on that, finding these words to these numbers, and they ain't finding nothing. And you speaking, most of the time, the numbers you speaking, and don't even know the number, but you're saying it. But again, looking at the actions and behavior, it does not compute. It's not reflecting what's being said. So stop it. Stop it. Why are we going all around the place listening to this, that, and the other? And I constantly tell people, my information comes directly from the wind. That's part of the Galactic Federation. Federation is five. Wind is five. The current is five. True is five. You ain't getting the information if you ain't true with your damn self first, not nobody else. This is why you get that a long time to go into yourself and reflect all the bullshit we've been doing to figure out why we ain't getting to that next damn level. Because everybody I've been talking about or talking to in the last 4 to 5 years are still on the same damn level because ain't no, nothing spiritually on a constant basis coming out your mouth. Nothing. We get tidbits of this, that, and the other. Understandable. But again, I don't really fault most of our people because most of our people have a 9-to-5. You at work. At work, you don't have the opportunity to get into your spell or what they call the time that's put, that you're putting into your job. Those 8 hours are for your job. Now you only got 16 hours left for the rest of the day. And half of, some of that time is your commute time, your whatever time before you can get home. But are we putting any equal time in the spirit? We done went through that over and over again. And I constantly hear people, and they ain't putting no time because it would come through the conversation. I ain't got to say a damn thing, but listen. I ain't hearing shit, y'all. But we so damn conscious that we can't hear the damn Galactic Federation talking to us through the wind or however it's talking to you. We got to go listen to somebody else talk about the Galactic Federation. How spiritual are we? And it's here. It's in the ether. It's in the air. The hell we keep talking about. If you got it, you gonna talk about it. That's why talking is eight. It's part of the purge. What you're talking about ain't the spiritual essence of your journey. We on a spiritual journey. Where is it? Your journey is part of your conversation. Shit. Where's that conversation part of your spiritual? Uh-uh. Stop, y'all. Because the truth ain't there. As I said earlier, you can't handle the truth because you ain't telling the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the goddamn truth. We want to pick the spots. We want to be truthful, and we want to lie. Universe, hear that hard, baby. I ain't got shit to do with it. I'm just a reminder that we're not doing what we claim to be doing. This is why with all the information we got, we still ain't on that part where we supposed to be conversating on the real about, to take our energy, our magic, our power back. We got none. We got it, but we don't know how to utilize it and use it because we all over the damn place trying to hide shit like a magician, trying to show the illusion and the lie. Stop, y'all. I'm speaking for the universe, evidently, since most of us can't hear the air in the universe of the wind. It's in the air. It's in the wind. It's in the sky. We don't even know those numbers when I say it. We just, oh, yeah, that's what they say. Oh, yeah. Oh. You know the numbers. You could connect the damn dot. That's why dot is 13. That's all we are is a little dot. 13, the 4, the spiritual. Where's your spiritual dot? I ain't got one. Yeah, I know. Your conversation will show that. And you ain't got to talk to me. Anybody that's on this this level knows through your conversation what you talking about. What's purging your thinking? Who got your mind in what they call MK Ultra, mind control? Because we ain't controlling our own damn mind. Let me ease up and back up. Woo, baby. But I love you, family. I love y'all because love is 14 to 5. That's part of this fifth chakra we own, love. But love is speaking truth, baby. You can't be in love with somebody and you lying. That's why it falls apart in a relationship, because you lose that trust. 31. You still on the 4. You still on God. You still on the spiritual. When you lose the trust, this is why your behavior changes. That trust should not change your behavior. It should make you the example to let the person know what in the fuck they did wrong, and you finna get the fuck out the way. I'm finna move on. Excuse the profanity, fam, but I'm sweating right now. And sweat is 23, so I know I'm in my damn groove.
All right.
I know I'm there. See, ain't nobody got to tell me what's in all of us already. Once you connect to what's in you, you know. When you start to flow, flow being fire, with my sweat being fire, I know I'm flowing. Ain't a darn person got to tell me a darn thing. Because the universe, the wind, the air, the Galactic Federation, damn it, done told me. And we listening to everybody else, and we ain't hearing what it's telling you. Wow. But we so woke. I think not, family. I ain't sorry. Just forgive me, because forgive is 8. You forgiving me is part of your thinking. It's part of you being purged, see? Even forgive, I look at it another way. I ain't looking at it from no biblical scholar, no other shit. How do we, woo, let me stop. See, because I'm getting off topic. Because, again, like I said, I almost didn't do the show tonight, but I had to do it because even the numbers lined up with this date being 7/14/2021. It comes to an 8. It comes to the purge. It comes to thinking. It comes to most people are stressed out. Stress is 8. It comes to your family, 8. It comes to the past, 8. It goes to your future, 8. It's the 8 on the side, which is infinity, y'all. That's your purging to get from the past to the future. By using what was in the past and correct it. Why are we still talking about this 400 years? And we still looking at it that way. The 400 years is spiritual, baby. You ain't permitted to enter until you get spiritual. Damn, it took us 400 years, and we still ain't talking spiritual? We still talking the 400-year bullshit from somebody else's story? In the story of them going around the mountain before they were let in for 40 years? There's that 4 again. They had to get spiritual, baby. We ain't putting it with it. That 11-11, those open portals, we're using what everybody else say instead of using what they say, seeing what it's you supposed to see so you can put the whole damn thing together. Whole is the one. It's the frequency. It's being on the one, being on the whole, being on the total, being in your image. You are the creator. And we ain't creating a damn thing now. That's why we are consumers, as Gil Scott said. We used to be producers. Now we are consumers. B-movie. Y'all better come out that B-movie if you want to be on the A-team. That's why they called it 18. That's one meta. Change team around, you got meta. Come on, team. Get metaphysical. Make that change. Get in the mirror if you got to, and do your damn incantations or your rituals. That's why even in my rituals, I saw the rituals to the spiritual, the only two letters missing from ritual and spiritual is P-I. Pi. P-I comes to 8. And pi is the first four letters, or using the first four letters of pi, first four numbers, I'm sorry, of pi, is 3141, which is that 9. Metaphysics. 1431. Change the numbers around. But can we see anything other than the word that we're controlled by dealing with their definition? Because, again, we don't go inward and make all of that shit your own, uniquely, spiritually, at all. But we're seeing these numbers of four all around us, giving us the indication and message. Message is four. The 22 is four. The four is four. 13, 31, 11, 11, it's all four. It's the door. Door is 13. We can't go through the door because it won't open because we constantly lie. If I got to see the fourth dimension by myself, so be it. But I prefer to have y'all there with me, family. Shit, this is what we talk about, uplifting each other. And it's basically once we get the information, we can uplift ourselves the way we're supposed to, but we ain't utilizing what we damn getting. I've been talking about this for 5 damn years over these damn airwaves. And ain't nobody that tied it together to come up with their own shit in using this code of numbers. Keep telling you, this is my way. That's why I'm getting it, because I'm doing it my way, and I'm strong on my square doing it my way. But I'm still giving you my way in order for you to see it your way. Because regardless of how I see it, you still going to see it your way. But if we ain't applying none of these things we're learning, especially with the numbers, especially, because that's why this fourth dimension deals when we're talking about the trivium, quadrivium. The quadrivium starts off with arithmetic, which is numbers. It all lines up. And we ain't finding this shit out. We say it, and we still don't truly apply it to see the spiritual. That's why we've caught up in the trivium. Logic, rhetoric, and grammar. And we're using a whole lot of fucking rhetoric right now. Whole bunch of lying that sounds good. Stop it, y'all. That's why we stuck on the three, the lie. To get out the three, get in order to go to the four. We won't get in order. Because, again, if you say and repeat a lie for so long, you start believing your own damn lie. It becomes the truth. And I've seen a lot of us have done that. And the key is we don't want to take the damn responsibility for our own damn physical behavior, which is off. It's off. It's out of order, especially when we're doing something and we know it's out of order. And then we're going to flip the script. All right, you finna get flipped, damn it. Not by me. The universe don't give you a flip like a motherfucker. Excuse me, a flip like a so-and-so. See, because like I said, I'm getting high because I've been listening to this shit for too damn long, family. Too long. And I done went over this in different classes, different shows, talking about we don't give ample time to the spiritual that we claim to be in on this spiritual journey. Where's your spiritual conversation in? What are you talking about spiritually? Half of the damn time. You ain't. We stuck on the physical and material plane of third dimension. We gonna stay here, family. I'm trying to give us a little something-something, a little something-something. Because, again, ain't nobody going to see it the way I see it. God darn, I wish they could, but they ain't. But even using what we get from everywhere and all this information from our elders and our ancestors and these tapes and these links that we be looking at,
we still don't make it our own, because when I hear it coming from you, I might as well look at the damn video, because you echoing what they saying. You might not do it exact because you don't remember the exact words that's being used, but you still basically giving me a rundown on what they said. Where's your spiritual essence in the conversation that we're having, in the stay on point? We all over the damn place, family. I am not sorry, like I said. Just forgive me, because I got mine. But the thing is, I got it, and I know it ain't just mine, because the more I give to you, family, the more I receive. That's why I'm giving this away freely. And I'm receiving much, much more. That's why I be ready to cancel these shows so I can keep getting the downloads, because I'm having a funky good time. Woo! I'm going to have a funky good time. Oh, yeah. And guess what? It takes me higher. Wait a minute, baby. Wait a minute. I get so high on this. What's that?
We have callers that have had, excuse me. We have callers that have had their hands up for a long time now.
Okay, okay then. Let's bring the callers in. So I know I probably got
okay,
a
I'm
going to
take it from the top
flowing.
Of the list first. Pardon me?
Okay, great. No, I said that's
okay.
What I wanted. People to get fired
okay.
Up.
Okay. All right, I'm going to take the first one first. We have an echo.
Okay, that's there me. Let me turn my. I got my speaker on. Let me take me off my speaker. So, okay, go ahead.
Okay. Echo,
yeah, cut that damn speaker off.
Brother Dina, I had it on my big speaker so I could, and I don't know why.
I know.
I'm talking, and I can't hear myself talking over the speaker. I can only hear y'all when y'all talking. But yeah, go ahead, Brother Dina. What's happening with you?
I'm loving this because you are the third person I've ever heard or talked to this week within the past couple of weeks with that same vibration, that same energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that fire, coming with that fire.
Yeah, and like I said, it's different people, but really digging into it, it's that message. It's a little different from the other people,
right.
But that vibration is the same. Huh?
Yes. No, I said the message is supposed to be a little bit different, but the same. That's why same is 13.
Right.
That's the spirit.
Right.
It's the same. It's
yep,
coming from another direction. That's it.
Yep, he's
go
coming
ahead, Brother
in on the one.
And let me tell you what's really in my vibe right now in my soul. Would you believe me if I told you everything you just said since the show come on, I had already been thinking, but maybe in a little bit different way.
Right.
That's not an accident.
No, no. Oh, no. Mm-mm. These last
and
6 months, like I said, we better get prepared these last 6 months, you know, because, again,
right.
What I say, I can't take back. So if you hear it, you can't unhear it. So you can't say
right.
You ain't been warned, especially by Brother Ed. I gave you my part. Take it or leave it alone. I'm through. I'm done. Hey, go ahead, Bro D.
Right, right, because you did your job. Because now how I'm doing it, what I need to do in terms of building up my spiritual wellness, I didn't start physically separating myself from people.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
You got to do what you got to do. It ain't nothing personal.
No, it ain't. No, it's not. Mm-mm.
It's business, but it's about that spiritual business.
That's it.
Time out for all the bullshit, all the fuckery, how the young kids say it. It's time to play. And I plan to play for keeps.
Mm-hmm.
No turning back, no looking back. Especially what's happening now here with the streets and everything, you know. And going back to what you were saying earlier about what does the purge mean to me. To me, the purge means getting rid of something, not necessarily in a bad way. It could be a cleansing.
That's exactly what it is. Also, it's a cleansing of this physical and material garbage to get to the spiritual. We got to cleanse ourselves.
Right.
We ain't dope. So go ahead, Brother D.
And it's like what I'm trying to do now is get rid of the dead weight is what I'm saying. And remember, we had did a show not too long ago, and I had kind of like a similar situation with my neighbor. We was talking about how I was out there cutting the grass. He walked up, you know, asked me, well, how come I have a mask on? I went the fuck off. But not out of hate, not out of anger, but love. I ain't had no more problems out of him since. But the time is now. We got to stop playing with our people. We got to stop playing with ourselves. If people ain't catching on by now, it's time to move on. And I'm like you. I love my family of so-called friends or associates, whatever, but no. That energy you bringing right now and all that other, it's almost like with all the bullshit, we're getting out still getting caught up in feedback loops. It's like we're hamsters in that wheel. And we're constantly running, constantly running. Okay, when is it time to stop and get off the wheel and get off another one? Or to go in and take that walk and get off that wheel? Because it's like you can only run in that wheel for so long, bruh. You know? And it's like what's really kind of like really irritates my spirit right now is with this race thing. What the white man has been doing to us, what the white man is taking from us and this and that, whatever. Okay, to me, that's a feedback loop. You got to let that shit go, because if you don't let it go, you're not going to be able to move forward. Like you've been saying hell, since I've been knowing you. It's time to stop. And if I got to sit up in this house by myself, which I'm at that point now, and do my meditation, my study, my reading. Like right now, I'm researching, downloading new music for the show. And if ain't nobody want to vibe with me on that, okay, so be it. I got to separate myself from it. Out of love. But this is about the business, my spiritual business. That's all. Because it's like, when it's time for me to move on to that next round, it'll be nice to take you with me. But in reality, I can't. Now, if I just happen to see you wherever we're going, that's cool. If not, that's cool too. But I'm not going to sit up there and worry and stress about it, because staying in that negative realm is going to cause damage to your body and your brain, and that's not good. And I'm not going to sit up there and kill myself over somebody else or with something they don't want to do. People are good for talking, like you said earlier, but when it comes to putting in the work, they don't want to do it. Just like what's going on now with this virus bullshit and everything. The people that are running this thing are vampires that are feeding off the fear. And a reason why, Eddie, this is just my take on what you just said, a reason why a lot of people are not getting the message, because they're scared.
Yeah.
They're living in that realm of fear. And they can't get out of it. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, as long as they have that component in them, they're going to be right where they are. And I ain't got time for that.
Let me just add this to it. See, that's part of that eight called the purge. See, when I said psychological is eight. It's 44. It's that eight. When you say fear,
infinity,
fear
like
17.
You said earlier, infinity.
Right. Fear is 17, which is that eight. They being purged in their own damn fear. It's psychological,
wow.
Y'all. Come on, find words that we're talking about so that we can expound and expand on this information that we have all in front of us, hidden behind the numbers of the words we use. Stress
right.
is eight. We stress ourselves yeah. out with the fear we're going through is making us sick. Hypertension, high blood pressure, diabetes, I mean, all of this shit starts from
ulcers,
the mind.
Everything.
Your thinking.
Right. Right.
Yes. Listen, y'all, we have another call. I want to bring them in because they've been on hold a long time as well. And Brother Jake, we'll be right back to you. Let me take Kwame. I believe this is Brother Kwame. Let me take Brother Kwame, and you're still here, so don't go anywhere.
Is that my elder, Brother Kwame? You got yourself on mute?
It is, Brother Kwame.
I'm still putting out the flames here in my living room, trying to put this fire out. This is Brother Eddie Harris, the number that we know.
It's fire a lot of background.
Who's that?
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay, yeah. Good evening, Antoinette. Good evening, Brother Eddie, and good evening, Brother Dirk. And, you know, we're talking about the CRT, and this is something that really is getting people on the killing floor right now. But it's conscious. It's really saying, they say critical race theory, but the really is that it's what Brother Eddie is talking about in the galactic is the cosmic consciousness, and it's the conscious real truth that we are facing, because this is what we're talking about. All of this energy, and Derek chimed in on it, because the alignment of this galaxy and the energy that we're in is that it's inevitable. You got to face your own truth, and you got to let everybody else go to face theirs, because I can't save you, because each one of us, as the elders say and the Hopi, it says, you are the one you've been waiting for. And if the people are not hearing, you know, the messages in the music, the messages in the conversations of spiritual talk, because as Brother Derek was saying, that he's staying there and he's doing his studying and getting it together and looking at his spiritual, because in him doing that ritual, and it's all about doing your ritual, because that ritual connects you with the cosmic and with the galactic energy of these alignments. We just went through July the 4th. We're getting ready to come up on another new moon. And the thing that we're looking at now is this full moon. But we're getting these downloads. And when we're receiving these downloads, if you are listening to the message in the wind, and that's what Brother Eddie is talking about, because it's blowing in the wind. And really what we're getting here on the East Coast is we're getting a lot of thunderstorms and torrential rains. The electric
yeah.
is clearing the air, is charging the air, is charging the earth, is charging the whole atmosphere that we're in these rainstorms. And we have to understand that water holds memory and consciousness. And this side of the Mississippi, because everything looks like on the other side of the Mississippi, is on fire. It's burning up. It's having to deal with drought and that sun energy, because that sun in itself is bringing forth an energy of clearing. And tapping in, because the infective part of virus or anything that you use heat to get rid of it. The more heat you use, the more that you can destroy whatever virus and thing it is. So what we're getting is the burning away and the activation of the memory and consciousness of this new galactic energy. For now, we are moving into a part of ourselves, and this is where people are getting all upset and afraid, because now we had COVID. Now they're talking about Delta. When you look at the scale, it's alpha, beta, theta, gamma, delta. Delta is the sleep. It's the 0.5 to 4.59, I think, megahertz, and that's the sleep state. And now they've got the people getting ready to go into the sleep state because the people that's been took the bop in the arm, now they're genetically modified. And so now they're going to be like the walking dead. So what we're seeing is the ones that haven't is able to perceive the message that's coming from above and being the download receivers. And what we're attempting now with is Eddie is sweating and burning. Is because, you know, you get the part of hearing yourself talking loud and you going like, what am I doing? Am I talking loud and saying nothing? Because nobody's hearing the message. And this is the part that the overstanding is, you know, the message. I just had a friend up in, he's up in Maryland, and he was burying his mother's brother. And he was talking about he was in World War II, and they were talking about the flag. And I say, yeah, you know, they have this thing, and I know Derek knows about it, is that the way in which they fold the flag. You take a rectangle flag, you fold it in half, you cross it over into a triangle, you fold it 12 times till you get 6 stars to show on one side and 4 stars on the other side. That 6 and 4 equals 10. You fold it. That 10 equals the one who's being honored and getting ready to be put in the ground, and said that he did his service is why they fold it in that way, to where you under a pyramid, but you are the one that adds up those 6 stars and those 4 stars add up to the one who's just given his life that is under this pyramid now. And these are the rituals and overstanding and you know, Brother X is talking about being on our square, and we're talking about the galactic and looking at the cosmic, because if we don't understand what's above, we're going to be lost below. And this is what we're in right now. And Brother Derek, I think I sent it to the brother, the guy is Keith Griffin. He's supposed to be the richest man in Illinois.
Yes, yes, yes. Because I've been studying him for a while.
Right. And he's over, you know, the hedge funds and looking at this. And I'm going like, wow. Here this man sitting in the city of Chicago. I think he's worth for what? About $17 or $18 billion. And they talking the city is broke. And you got one of the richest men, you know, because each state has the richest person. I think the woman Cox, she just died last year of Cox Industry. She just died. I mean, each state has its richest person. How in the world are you going to have the richest people living in one state that has more money than the whole country, some people in out of the whole country has? And this is the dilemma that we're looking at, this perpetual mind effing that we're getting. And so I'm seeing that there is an awakening, but we have to be able to come back to nature and be able to connect, because the elder's message today was talking about being able to take off our shoes, take off our moccasins, and walk on the earth and the energy. But I had to take it to one step further, because each one of us developed our bodies and these feet that we put on the earth. We put those feet first inside the womb on our mother's inner being, in that water of life that we developed in. And that cosmic connection of being able to be able to be inside of that woman and develop this whole vessel that you come onto the earth and you have an earth day. And then they want to put gym shoes and they want to put you in pollution and they want to disconnect you from that energy of life that comes from Mother Earth. And this is what we're having the challenge with. And you creating these urban plantations like Chicago, like Atlanta, like all of these metropolitan areas, where you create an environment of nature deficit disorder. And then you put these mindsets with these antennas and these microwaves and began to what somebody was speaking and saying is dealing with the part of mind control, because you can transmit frequencies to make people react in the way that you want to, because you've programmed and you've done enough into them. Because you look at the generation now that's doing all the killing up there, those were the generation who were playing the Xbox games and the games of doing nothing but killing. Now they're at an age where they can go out and they can do what they were playing on television. It's programming. We got to deprogram ourselves. And this is what Brother Eddie is talking about, moving from that third to the fourth. But we're in the fifth going into the sixth. And if people don't catch up, these are the casualties, because everybody ain't going to make it. But the few is here to attempt to help guide the many that are lost. So I thank the family for being here. And Brother Eddie, you know, I know you done cooled down a little bit now, so you can open your mic back up.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I got my and I thank the family, if they listening, for sharing this wine. I got some wine that they let me taste, and I liked it, and they got me a bottle I didn't even know, but that's the spirit from the individual. Thank you, family. I'm here sipping on some wine and smoking me one, because, again, like I said, for me, I don't know what marijuana does to y'all. I get what we called it back in the day, Reggie with seeds. I'm smoking mine, and I'm writing my high story down, family, constantly. Constantly writing my story. See, I ain't writing nobody else's story but mine, so that's why I'm constantly on my square, which is my learning, my information, my life, my lane.
Yeah.
We all got one, but a lot of us ain't on our square, because, again, we all over the place, y'all. I hear it in the conversations. It's all over the place. We go from this article to that article, from this person to that person, from them and they to this, that, and the other. I listen, learn by listening, and bring it in, go all in with the understanding to come with the overstanding when I bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
All on the four, all on the spiritual, all on truth, speaking truth.
Yes,
and the more the truth I speak, the more
we
I
We have
receive,
another
baby.
Caller with their hand. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We have another caller with their hand up.
Okay.
Okay, area code 732. Area code 732.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Can
you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh,
yes,
thank
you. Hear.
Thank you. Thank you. And I wish everyone the highest exaltation. Brother Eddie, is it?
Yes.
When,
yes.
Can you tell us your name, please?
Oh, I'm Ishtar. Forgive me.
Ishtar?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Hello, Ishtar.
How are you? Okay, but when you were speaking of,
I think she said Ishtar, Antoinette.
Oh, Ishtar, I'm. Forgive me, Ishtar.
I didn't even hear what you said. I thought you did say Ishtar, but thank you. But anyway, when you were saying how a lot of times people can't accept the truth, and I was just wondering if you think that could be they can't accept the truth because. They don't, like you said, the spirit, the good spirit and the evil spirit. So perhaps if they have the evil spirit, do you think that's why they can't accept the truth?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I had myself on mute while I was listening. But, yes, see, because, again, the universe is both. It's negative and positive. It does not distinguish, because when you add negative and positive, you still come to the number of the universe, which is two. See, that's why that one and one makes three, which is that baby that we bring into that existence with that 33 chromosomes and 33 chromosomes from each parent, giving you 23 and 23, forgive me.
Okay.
23 and 23 is 46, 4 plus 6, as Kwame was talking about those stars, 4 on one side, 6 on the other, that one. That's why it's all on the one. The frequency is on the one. Are we on our one? So, yeah. They and it's easy to gravitate towards a negative because, again, understanding that 70% of everything that we breathe, we do, we are, is negative. We're bombarded with negative ions constantly. This is why we got to take it in with the 30% of that connection to our memories and the ancestors and bring it back out spiritually. We don't take in and bring back out, because if you bring out what you took in, you're just throwing up on somebody. You regurgitate. And that's what we do a lot of. We just regurgitate the same garbage that we've been fed instead of taking, digesting it properly so that we can see the negative and the positive, and we choose. That's why we have choice. We make the choice. Nobody makes it for us. So whatever we do, take that responsibility on your actions, whatever your actions are. Don't put that shit on nobody else, because they didn't make you do it. They didn't put no gun up against your head. For all the junkies and addicts, and the biggest thing, I like to say, America is the biggest addicts in the world. We have more addictive people here than any place else, because it just ain't drugs. It's sex. It's money. It's food. So forth and so on. We're addicted to something. Cigarettes, alcohol. We can go on and on and on. Everybody has addiction.
Yes.
It's some type of addiction. But again, we gonna try to put or trump one addiction over another. It's all addiction, baby. But are you being abused by that addiction? Are you using it? Most of us are abusing it. That's why we stay in that frame of mind of the lie, of concealing and hiding the truth by playing a damn game. The universe is tired of you playing games. The universe ain't got time to play. We playing. Universe is in order doing this thing. It's time for us to catch up, because we've been caught up for too long. Go ahead, my sister.
Okay, so since we are responsible for everything we do, whether it's good or bad, now what a lot of people say is when it's something good, that's of God. Then when it's something bad, they say that's of the devil.
That's a mindset. That's a mindset. Who told you good is God and bad is the devil? See?
Right.
We choose. See, because what's bad to me might be good for you.
Yeah.
I can't determine what's good for you. We inside, again, that spiritual essence lets you know. But if we don't take notice of what's being given, what's being told, we keep missing the message. For me, it's the numbers. And when people keep giving me the numbers of what they're seeing, and they won't take the time out, like they going through all these videos and they looking at everything else, but the information you getting, you ain't taking that in and coming up with what it is that you can interpret. I interpret through numbers. Somebody else might interpret through music, color, through astrology, astronomy, whatever it is. Interpret it your way on your angle and bring it back out. Then it's something different, even though you are taking off your variant. As they say, the Delta variant, you're a variation of the information that you've given, but now the information sounds totally like you. It don't sound like who you got it from.
Yeah, and everything, well, I'm not quite sure if everything, but most things were created by numbers. The math, the measuring of the earth, you know, they created it by numbers. And I'm not as good, I don't know as much about the numbers as you do. But I just from listening to you with the numbers, I was even thinking, because before the Africans had letters, we always had the numbers. Perhaps we should even go back to, well, I don't know if I should call it spelling by numbers.
Well, you can use that, because, see, that's part of the spiritual. That's why they taught us in school every Friday. We had a spelling test for those in my age category who knows. We had a spelling test every Friday, and you were required to use a number 2 pencil.
Universe,
your mind. And you were creating spells by learning to spell. Spelling is 31, spiritual. They wasn't teaching you nothing spiritual. They was teaching you a program to use their words their way.
Yes, spellbound.
Is the spiritual itself, and we didn't. We got caught in their spell, and we still using their spelling today to define every damn thing we're doing. This is why I say put the number behind it, baby. It gets us right. And if you got another way, share it. For me, ain't nobody got another damn way. That's why it ain't being shared. I'm getting everybody else articles and links and all. But they're like, oh, come on now. They ain't giving me nothing spiritual. Every link I get ain't shit spiritual. So what did you get out of it that you want me to see to get some spiritual out of it? I get my spirituality from you, family.
Yes, from one another.
You're the spirit that I want. I don't want these other, I ain't going to call them names, but I don't want these other people's stuff. Y'all got it. Once y'all got it, y'all give it to me, but give it to me your way. Don't give it to me the way you heard it, the way you got it. That was the way you were supposed to hear it. Now decipher what you got and give it back. We can't even do that. Because
no,
because
we had it
for other than the program way that's been given. Go ahead, my sister, I couldn't hear you.
No, I was saying because we had it first anyway, then they took it. Now we got to recycle. But anyway,
that's it.
Then when you spoke of 3D, and I thought about when you said 3D to 5G too, because it's like whatever we're stuck in is the things that they gave us, like the 5G. And I think they just tried to say 5G really came by about maybe a year or two ago. 5G has been about, I know, since 2015. And how much longer, I don't know. But I know 2015, 5G was around. And then what they did is right now they're still talking about 5G, and that thing is up way over 8G. Same thing with the 3D. Everybody is stuck in 5G and 3D, and that's why they can't even get to the 4D, because they're stuck on what man gives them instead of what, as you would say, the spirit.
Correct.
They're stuck. Mm-hmm, they're stuck on man's word, and what happens is, so they can't take the steps to get to the galactic. Instead of us going up, we're going down. It's like we're being sunk down into the quicksand. So they can't get to the galactic or the elite. We are gathering together, nothing at all. But you know what? But the elite and the galactic is getting ready to rise, and there's not going to be very many of us that's going to be able to make it, because it's going to be family members, our loved ones. They're not going to be able to go because we all don't think alike. But I thank you. I thank you so much for hearing me out.
Well, thank you, my sisters. It's been a pleasure to hear your comments, your concerns, and your questions. And it's always great to hear somebody fresh and new bring their peace and their curiosity, which is no more than the five. Your curiosity gives you your authority for your thought. And when we look
at that,
your curiosity for your authority for your thought is a cat, baby. That's why they say a cat has 9 lives and what? Curiosity kills the cat. Don't let it kill you, baby. You use a good
and
cat.
That's a part of my email address, feline the cat. Feline.
You go.
It's awesome. Thank you again. Take care.
Thank you,
Brother
my
Ed. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You said that it's another part that goes to it, because it says curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction is what brought him back, because they have 9 lives.
There you go.
Oh, well.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Okay, y'all. Anybody else has a question or a comment, if you press the number 1, we can open up your line and let you in.
But I think Brother Eddie was speaking about he's sitting back having his lime and his green spirit off prayer offering, as we put it in that green spirit prayer offering. But you see where Schumer and what's his name, Cory Booker, is now introducing, they want to make it legal, the federally making it legal. And I looked at that and saying, you know, the two people that wrote the biggest crime bills are now president and vice president. And that was what they want to make, what was illegal for them to write those crime bills. Now they want to make it legal with the two people that did the whole thing about making it a crime. Now they want to make it legal.
Mhm. Well, they need to let out all those people that got in jail for that crime and to compensate them for the time that they've been in there. But I don't know how you can compensate somebody for time because you can't give it back. You can't give back anybody's life that they lost, and you can't give it back to their families that lost that person.
Well, and the other thing is the same reason they ain't giving us reparations, because both of them is talking about slaves.
Yes.
That's right.
Yep. I don't know, folks. We're in a bind. We have another caller, Sister Paris. Sister Paris, if you have yourself on mute, you want to take yourself off?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Greetings, my dear. How is Mother AZ? How are you doing?
I tell you, my brother, thank you. Thank us for your asking. Greetings to family, everybody, Brother Kwame.
We have the background noise. You calm down, Sister Paris. You don't sound your usual chipper self. But we also have background, y'all.
No, it's not me. It's nobody in here, and everything is silent. It's somebody else, because I heard it.
Somebody else. No, I wasn't saying that. It's real. I'm just saying we have some background noise. It sounds like a car or something in the background, somebody driving or something.
Oh, so that's not me. I didn't know my line was open. Forgive me. My fan.
Turning
the door.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
No,
I'm not.
Family, I'm going with the antibiotics back-to-back, and it's a lot going on, but you know what? I'm going to stick to my guns. I was feeling you, Brother Harris, Brother Eddie Harris. I was feeling you because I started to slap the shit out of this little mini-mouth woman here. Excuse my French, but I had to pray about it and turn my Mississippi mass choir on and turn it, crank it up, and just meditate, because I wasn't necessary to go there. That's what they want, you know. People don't know you, and they don't want to know you, and they want to dictate to you, well, why are you not doing this, or why are you not doing that? And I'm going to tell you, I told a lady today, I said, look, you don't know me. I've had 36 surgeries now. You don't know me. Go and look in my files, and you'll see why I'm not walking, and you'll see why I'm dizzy, because they're pumping me to get rid of this infection so it won't turn into SARS. But, you know, I'm not complaining, family. This they've been experimenting with me, and I'm just now learning at 69 to stand up for myself and to take my own health and life under control. And I'm grateful that you guys, especially Brother Kwame, came into my life many moons ago, because family, what really saved me and got me to this point, because the titanium that they took out ate a lot of my bone down the paper thin, okay? But I do know that the 15 years that I was strictly vegan in North Carolina and being out there in nature even the times that they would call the police, the fire department, the mental health, the OSHA, all of that, I stuck to my goddamn guns, and I feel you, Brother Eddie. I feel you. Nature is the key. And Brother Kwame, I'm going to put some things into motion concerning the Overground Railroad. And the woman that came in here today, she just sparked something. After I thought about it, she just gave me some more air in my balls to say, look at here. I ain't taking this. And, you know, I'm not going out like this. We are not on our square. We are not in alignment, in order. But I do know this. If I had not spent all of those many years, even before I met Brother Kwame, in nature, in a tent, lightning and everything else, but it went around me, you know, and I'm sitting in the middle of a hurricane in a goddamn tent, y'all. And I just pray about it, and, hey, destruction all over the place. But when I unzipped my tent, my tent was still standing, and I was in it, you know. So that said something about what nature can provide for you if you are pure of heart and you're committed to this, you see. So, family, thank you. I'm just going through some things with the infection medicine with the pump that's inside my hip now to get rid of it from the inside, and then they're pumping the stuff to the veins, and they tell you, hey, you shouldn't be feeling like this. It should make you feel like this. And I say, you don't live in my goddamn body. Oh, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Excuse my friends, family. But I'm grateful for the things that you bring to the kitchen table, university family, because it keeps me rolling whether I want to roll or not, and just get out there and the nature and Brother Kwame, I give thanks to the Most High for all the ancestors, my mama, my daddy, and many other people who are on the other side, including Reverend Asa Allen, who brought me to this. I'm grateful. Otherwise, I wouldn't even be here on the line. So thank us, family. Thank us.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. And
thank you. Love you, Mother AZ. And again, prayers, energy, great vibrations to uplift you, and we know you're going to get better. We know it.
Yes, somebody got some real basic background noise.
Yeah. Okay, y'all, we have background noise. Please mute your line if you're not talking.
How do you mute it?
Okay. Say, I have a question.
Four, six.
Brother Eddie. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You said muted. I said, how do you mute your line? Muted. Star six?
Just press one.
One, okay.
And then press one again when you're ready to talk. Brother Eddie, I have a question. In light of everything that we're all going through, you know, people are going through different things. Now, we all have a number, right? You know, when we add up our names and everything, we all have a number. So if we take that number, can we apply that to what foods we should eat, what medicines we should take, and the background noise is back, y'all.
Yeah, I hear it too.
Let's find if you're not talking, please.
They might be messing with us too on some. Oh, that sounds
yeah.
like static. That sounds like some
yeah,
type of static.
Yeah, a lot of static. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're getting ready to come up on a break too, and also to give out the caller numbers. But Brother Eddie, if you could think about that, and I'll give out the information, and we'll do a break. But help. Brother, do you want to give your contact information?
Yes, I could be contact at e.brewer1942@gmail.com. That's e.brewer1942@gmail.com. And the call-in
okay.
number is 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343. Okay, Sister Antoinette.
Okay, I can be contacted at Antoinette130, A-N-T-O-I-N-E-T-T-E 130@comcast.net. Again, that's Antoinette, A-N-T-O-I-N-E-T-T-E 130@comcast.net. Y'all know what I went through trying to learn how to spell my name, don't you? Okay, and the contact number that I have for y'all is area code 626-414-3504, and we'll be back in five. Oh, let me make this announcement first. You also, yeah, 15 minutes to call in if you wish to continue to listen to the show. To add a comment or a question, just press the number 1. Don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget Brother Ray. We don't have him with us tonight. He was here, but he left. But the drumming, and the drumming is very important. You know, we're drumming to, you know, to share all these things that are going on. You know, go sit, you know, sit down, get, you know, back off. We're praying for a higher power to come in and intervene on our behalf. And the drumming is working, and the drumming is being done all over the world. There's a lot of different countries that have, you know, they have gotten in and they're drumming. So it's 3:00. Eastern Time, so no matter where you are in the world, when it's 3:00 Eastern Time, you know, y'all should be drumming. And okay, so we will be back in 5.
They call me the big pill. I want everybody here tonight to put your hands together and give up the funk, cause it's about that time. Is everybody ready? Are you ready out there? Let me hear you sing it for me one time, y'all, before we get started. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Well, they call me the big pill. A Dr. Funkenstein here. The disco theme with the monster sounds. My hip bone connected to my thigh bone. My thigh bone connected to my leg bone. Leg bone connected to my ankle bone. I get so hung up on my bone. A Dr. Funkenstein here. Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hip. Are you ready out there? Hey, hold on, do it again. Kiss me on my ego. Give me that one again. Everybody. moving, fellas. Biologically speaking, when I start churning, burning, and turning, it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutrons, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby, can y'all get to that? Can y'all get to that? Easy. Hey, Horn. Hey, fellas, I want y'all to hold it right there. We're going to give up some of this T-pump. Keep that groove right there. Hey, Fred. Y'all put your hands together. We're going to hold this groove. Shit. We ain't going nowhere, so don't be impatient. The roof is going off this sucker tonight. Hey, we
come on. Or I'll just talk up on my own. Now drop the fucking sign here. Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the most gifted. Brother to the night. Flow. Flow.
Wow. Okay, Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. That's what you call a dance record back in the day.
Yes,
when you
it
put
was.
The record on. For it was on for 10 to 15 minutes. After that 10 to 15, you had your workout for the whole dance.
Yes, he did. I say, I miss real music. I miss real music. I miss the bands. I miss it.
Oh, yeah. Is this something in the background?
And we got the background noise again.
Yeah.
Everybody's mind is open, so we... It seems like we only hear when the music comes on, when the music is off.
Yeah. But I'm so happy you played that, because, again, using myself as the example, family, everybody knows I'm into Parliament 110%. And, again,
yes.
I took what Brother James Brown, our ancestor now, gave to George Clinton by way of Bootsy Collins. That, again, giving us the funk and Dr. Funkenstein again. I love to funk you, Funkenstein. I love to think with you, Funkenstein, your thought, your funk is the best. Take my mind and give me the mind to think with the rest, to funk with the rest. Hit me with the one and then, if you like, hit me again. We love to think, baby, critical thought. See?
Yeah.
And that's when I asked the family, where you get your funk from? That's what I got from George. That's my funk. I'm waiting for somebody to interpret their funk their way from what they got other than getting high. Like I said, I enjoy my high, but I write it down because there's information in it. That's why they tell you you be on a trip. Shit, write your trip down. You ain't tripping for nothing. Your trip is into, and it depends on where your mind is. My trip is in the spiritual realm. This gets me there more than this physical plane we're on. So that's what I use it for, to get me to the spiritual that doesn't get me here when I'm not off the spirits of alcohol. Because even I don't really frequent alcohol, but when I do, I still use it for the spiritual realm, not to get drunk. Not to get inebriated. Not just to socialize. Hell. See, that's what we get into. I'm going to a bar to socialize. I'm going here to do that and do this. You in bars again. Bars. You know, bars yourself in being in a bar. Talking about drinking. Well, most people ain't going to hear no spiritual conversation in no bar. Because that ain't the spirit they in. Control your spirit, family. Control it. But I love it. Thank you for that.
I'm sorry, y'all. I really can't take the background noise. Could you please mute your lines until you're ready to talk? I won't have to do it. Because I really don't want to mute everyone, but I really can't take this background noise. Thank you. I don't know. It's back.
Yeah. That sounds more like feedback, though.
It does. Yeah, I mean,
feedback.
It's really. Yeah, I don't know why we're getting that.
Oh, Eddie, you hear them gunshots?
Yeah. Yeah. All the time. And before I forget, Sister Antoinette, I think your question you was asking me was about the numbers of a person's name and should we get into it and their birthdays and all. Yes, that's our first beginning.
No, what I was asking was, that was part of it, Brother Eddie, but no, what I was asking was, should we take our number according to our name and birth date and apply that to the foods that we should eat?
Yeah, if your number to your birth or your name deals with food, it just so happens that your name does, my name does, Kwame name does, deals with food by number. So whatever
should we take that? Okay, let's say, lemon, whatever number lemon comes up to. Forgive me because I don't know right now. Iowa bread. I know bread.
Lemon,
bread
lemon
is 8.
Lemon is 11. Lime is 13. I did that a long time ago with 7-Up, the lemon and the lime under the red dot. Got
okay, now, so if our name, so if it comes up to a 3, then should we be eating limes? You know, I mean, this is what I'm asking. If it's something that doesn't come up to our name. Okay.
No, that's not necessarily the case, because we should be eating a variety of foods, and our names don't equate to all the different foods that we need to eat to get the nourishment and vitamins from certain foods. So the key to that is the whole conglomeration of the whole thing called food. What foods do we put in the body? So that's on each individual to decide what foods are right for them, because again, just like we get all of this information from one another about foods, we can eat a certain food that does something good for somebody else that our system does not take.
Yes.
Right. Like bananas with the potassium is good. I can't eat bananas no more, so I have to take potassium pills. But that was on me as a child eating a whole bowl of banana pudding because it was for my birthday. So I thought it was all for me, so I ate the whole thing at one time and got sick as a dog and can't stand the smell of bananas now. It makes me almost, if I smell it, I got to go to the bathroom and let something up.
Because my granddaughter made me a thing of banana pudding, a big thing of banana pudding, 2 weeks ago, and I still got it in the refrigerator. And I don't think she'll be listening to this, but I think it's time to throw it out.
Yes, it is. You can't hold food in the refrigerator for that long. So, again, but, yeah, we just have to find out the foods that our body uses to its maximum, not overeating, so it could do what it's supposed to do. As I stated on the family show, now hopefully people took that four, which we've been talking about spiritual, into their incorporation of eating meats. As I mentioned, the body can only digest 4 ounces of meat in 24 hours. So four, spiritual. Tie that four with meat to spiritual, because you are what you eat. And if we eating too much of anything, like we know, we going to get what we deserve for what? Being an addict at that particular time, overeating. So, again, we have to take inventory on everything that we put in our system as well as we put in our brains, because I think we're entertaining a whole bunch of food in our brains the wrong way, because that comes through our conversations. It ain't coming back right. You took it in one way, and you've given it back the same way you took it in. You regurgitate. You throwing up on people. Stop it. They can go look at that and see that themselves and get what they're going to get out of it. But we just, the signifying monkey, repeating what the program has programmed into us that we think is so valuable, but we can't even interpret it our way, so when we bring it out, it's uniquely, spiritually yours and yours alone. That's the food we're supposed to be bringing back out when we get food for thought. We giving food for thought in a variation of the way we got it from them. It's basically their same way with words we try to incorporate or put in or interject in what we're saying, but we're still saying it the same way we got it, with no spiritual essence, no overtone of spiritual as above at all, because as above is spiritual. That's why we ain't getting to as above. As Kwame said, we down here and can't figure out. We going to stay so below. We going to stay right here. See? And not get to that place they call heaven. Because when they say you gotta die to get to heaven, let's use this. Heaven is 5, die is 5. What's got to die is the lies that we've been telling. All of the untruths that we've been telling. All of the game that we've been telling. See? We ain't doing that. This is why we're in the same condition we've been in for the last 10 or 20 so years,
regurgitate the same stuff that's been updated, just like this Delta variant that's been updated from the coronavirus to COVID-19. They want to say COVID, but it's a covert operation to me. From COVID-19 to the Delta variant. Same thing, but we ain't trying to find no damn number. We just regurgitating it the same way because we can't see nothing different. Nothing at all. See? So like I said, I get the information, but regardless of how I get it, I still digest it, and when it comes back out, it don't sound like nothing nobody heard. Nothing. And like I said, if somebody's got something good or better or different, share it, damn it. But evidently, we ain't getting nothing. I'm hearing a very few of us that are on the family lines or the party lines here that constantly contribute to the spiritual. But most of the conversations are all on the physical and material plane of this third dimension that we're in. We ain't going to get out of it, y'all. As they say, not all of us. Some of us are moving towards that way, but a whole bunch of us are caught up in our own lies, in our own deception, in our own illusion, in our own game.
You know, Brother I got to share this with y'all. I was getting ready to take some Tylenol, and I sat here and just did the number for Tylenol. And Tylenol comes up to a 3, 21, a 3. And I'm number 3 is clear. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I don't want the Tylenol. I got a headache, but let me just, I don't want the Tylenol.
That's like every pill you take is meant to kill you because it's not meant to cure you. They don't have a pill to cure.
No,
it's
they
just
don't.
To basically make you comfortable for that time until that pill wears off and you take another pill. That's why pill is 12 along with kill. Every pill you take gonna kill you. That's why I'm with George. George said the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. I am the pill.
Yeah.
You the pill, damn it. Why you taking one and you the pill? You got the connection. And we want to kill the connection with a pill. All right.
Brother Eddie.
All right. Yes, sir.
And I was thinking you were going to wordsmith it because you take the word pill and the people are ill.
Yeah.
You remove the P and you got ill. So how is the pill going to cure you from being ill?
That's it. That's it.
Oh, just to make you comfortable. But, man, I want to be comfortable, but I don't want to die trying to be comfortable.
Yeah, that's it. See, that's why you got to die to get to heaven. And the only death is they call it's a mental death, y'all. It's in your brain. The wrong thought that you got roaming around in your brain has got to die in order to get to the heaven that you're looking for. But we're entertaining the wrong garbage on a constant. We're not even talking nor thinking about the spiritual and giving it enough time.
Garbage in, garbage out.
That's it.
Yes.
That's all we get, a whole bunch of garbage now. And people think because they're sounding good to themselves that they're saying something. No. Uh-uh. Talking loud and saying and talking about the side of the
noise.
It don't sound like feedback now. It does sound like something's in the background because when I'm not talking, I'm
really
hearing something.
Yeah, it's tearing my head up.
But see, the thing is, I only on this thing, I only hear it when y'all talk. When y'all stop talking, I don't hear it.
Yeah, that's what I said. It only comes up, you know, when talking. Brother Eddie, you talk. Let me hear you.
Okay, because that's when I was hearing it when I was talking. Maybe somebody that turned it down. I don't hear it now.
Yeah.
So maybe they
not
muted
it.
No, what I think it was me again. I had my speaker on, and I think sometimes when you have your speaker on the phone, they give
feedback.
That's
it. That was it.
That's probably what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
And I had it on one mute, and you kept saying it. I said, well, what am I doing? but that's what it was. Sorry.
Don't you have
That's okay. Look, listen, you know what it is. Thank you so much.
That says mute?
Do what?
Do you have an icon on your phone that says mute, like it's got speaker?
Well, I'm on a landline. I'm on
a
landline.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
okay,
that's a good one.
Okay, but you're clear now.
I ain't heard nobody on the landline in a while. Because a lot of people that got rid of their landlines.
When I use my cordless phone.
No, I still got mine.
You still
got
yours?
Yeah, I still have mine.
Yeah.
You got yours? Okay. Right on.
Still got mine.
Right on.
I still got mine.
I'm the only oddball then because I ain't got it.
Well, buddy, we got to keep that with the landline, too.
I ain't go through it when I moved to my new house. I ain't getting no, there wasn't no jacks here, nothing here. I guess they was on cell phones all the time, so it wasn't that. I wasn't paying no extra money. I was like, that's all right. I'm cool. I can communicate because it ain't that serious. You know, I'm getting informed by the universe, by my skulls, by my crystals, by the Galactic Federation, the wind and the air, baby. I'm getting what I need. You know,
yeah,
like
you know,
I said,
my children have landlines,
mm-hmm.
but they use their cell phones. And, you know, they'll tell me, like, Mom, I don't even know my landline number. We never use it. I don't even have a landline phone in here. Like, what?
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, you need something else besides just a cell phone.
That's not surprising that they don't know that cell phone number because that's part of this.
No, they know the cell phone number. They don't know the home number.
That's no excuse. I don't care. It's no excuse because I'm not giving passes no more. If it's your phone, you should know your damn number. I don't care if it's a landline.
Yep.
You got three or four cell phones. Shit, as children, we remember 10 or more numbers when we were coming up. Because
we
had
to.
Cell phone. So why
look,
are we using an excuse now?
All numbers from the 60s and the 70s now. The new numbers, well, not even the new numbers. My parents' number, I cannot remember that phone number for nothing, which is terrible.
It used to be your numbers were in, like, the area. Okay, my grandmother lived around the Museum of Science and Industry, so her number was MU4. You lived in Kenwood, your number was Kenwood 6. So it was always by the area you lived in, and then they slowly start dissecting it and making it when they gave the area codes is when they began to say, okay, all of the people of color live in this 312 area, or all of the people will live in this 773 area. And what they began to do is they began to compartmentalize us with numbers. Then you got the zip code. Now you've got million-dollar zip codes, and, you know, Illinois has been added so many new area codes. Used to be 312 or 773. Those were the basics. Mm-hmm. Now you got all kind of extra numbers because they're just continuously adding numbers to the algorithm.
Yeah, that's the way how it is in this little tiny state of Delaware. So many different numbers, still only one area code. Delaware still only has one area code, but it has so many different numbers, you know, those first three digits that have been added that, you know, like it's hard to even keep up with them anymore.
It's like your Social Security number. You can tell a person almost their age by their Social Security because you add three more numbers behind for another generation, and then you add another set of numbers behind that next generation. And what they do is they continuously add on after those first three, then the second three, because I've got nine numbers, and then I look at my son now, and I think they've got 10 or 12 numbers in Social Security. The generation is coming in now that's born has more numbers in their Social Security than we as baby boomers did, because Social Security didn't come out until in the 50s.
Okay, I had nine numbers in mine.
Right, so you're in the baby boomer.
Yeah.
Now, if you knew your sons, they have a different. They either have 10 or they have 11.
I have to check and check my grandchildren's. I have to check. That's something
right.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, but that's how they know. And then you can tell the area a person was born in by the first three numbers.
Yeah.
Because you get people that's born in Delaware, they have a certain, social security, and this is the way they did the numbers. And so what Eddie is talking about in overstanding the numbers, when we see that, we can identify, because even when you go for a job, they can tell, you know, that this person is from the South, this person is from the North.
Ah, wow. Now, you know what I was told, but I tried to figure it out one day, but I couldn't get it. But I think it's the middle numbers. If one is equals, either odd or even, it's supposed to tell what your race is, if you're white or black.
Right. They got it coded, but that was later in the game when they started giving out, because I think what they used to look at it was, if you got a social security number from the South, you more than likely gonna be one of us.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to,
okay, you're right. My first three does come out to my state.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm loving it, Chuck. Y'all crunching these numbers with your Social Security. You're crunching these numbers with your area code. That's why area comes to 12, which is that three we've been talking about tonight. And code, we always talk about that Jim code. They replaced the Jim Crow. Well, code is 14, the 5. So they know your code, because they give a designated number to you being on, for me here, the south side of Chicago, where Brother Derek is in Inglewood, other places on the west side, Austin area, all those, you have certain area codes that they already know. Along with your zip code. That's why they not zip you, but where you are. They not zip you up in a particular code.
Right, because even in Chicago, they've got what the criminal system knows, is that we have million-dollar zip codes, like Inglewood, Derrick's in Inglewood. So they know that in that 60631, whatever the zip code is in Inglewood, is that they are X amount of people in prison, on probation or parole, that live in that zip code. That's how they count their money.
Wow.
And sex offenders.
Right. Well, sex offenders
they're
put on a registry.
Yeah.
Right.
And so they have to go wherever they are, in whatever state, whatever place, they have to go and give their conviction number.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the crime that you did. There's a law code that tells that this is a sex offender, this is a burglar, this is a drug dealer. You have a certain code that's given through law that identifies the crime that you did. That's how lawyers know, you know, when you have a case, what you did, by looking at the numbers.
Yes, sir. And I have stuff on mute. I'm talking and talking and talking. It's like, what's wrong? I'm like, okay, I'm on mute. So,
yeah. Yeah, because we hear a word you said.
That's it, family.
This is really interesting.
It's like everything, like I said, when I see whatever I see, I make it uniquely mine. I turn it around and make it spiritual because we're still talking about a new or one world order. I totally agree. But the new order is understanding Michael and the group of people that he was with put it best. We are the world. See, that one world order is us bringing order back to the world. We, the people, are supposed to bring the order. But most of the people are out of order. That's why we're looking at a one world order, a new order somebody else is bringing in, and the order that's supposed to be ushered in comes from our spiritual realm.
And what's the saying, order out of chaos?
That's it. That's why they got everything and everybody acting chaotic right now. And ain't nobody, like I said, at the end of the day, talking spiritual. It's all on the shit we done heard over the news, over this, over that. We talking about this, and like I said, I love hearing it because I put the number behind it. When I hear anything about alien, I love it. That's a part of our DNA. Alien is 14 to 5, baby. That's what they call the junk in us that they can't figure out. That part of our ancestors that was left coded that they would never find out. But we have to activate it through conversations along with the universe, along with nature. Each one of us is an activator. If we activated ourselves, a lot of us ain't active. We activating somebody else's nonsense.
Mm-hmm. What numbers does blood and... Go ahead.
No, blood is 12. That's what they want out of blood, damn it. That's 5G. When you understand 5G comes to 12, y'all. That's part of the lie, 12. The 5G, because we talking about the 5G the way they presented to us and ain't taking our power back to see it the way any of us supposed to see it other than the way they gave it to us. That's the program. And that's what we keep regurgitating on each other, their program. They, them. What about you, self, your own damn business. That's why business is one. That's your frequency, your business. You are one. Self is one. Know thyself. Know your own damn business. We don't. We can tell a story and a movie.
Would you say, Eddie, mind your business?
That's it. Mind your damn business. We don't even know our damn business because we work in a business for somebody else.
Yeah.
And thinking the money is all about their business.
Sister, the one that asked about the numbers. If you go to MartyLeeds.com, you can see the chart on Brother Eddie comes with the numbers.
Pull up Marty Leeds. That's M A R T Y Marty Leeds L E E D S. And then put in Pi, the English language, and you'll see the chart of the gematria that I use for the code that I'm using, all these numbers and words, because that's our shit. That's why everybody else is on the other chart with the 26 characters of the alphabet.
Okay.
Ours is spiritual, metaphysics, and that's why even metaphysics lines up with everything I'm talking about. It's right there. We won't take the time out. We don't take the time. I've been talking for 5 years about this over these airwaves, and nobody's taking the time out to find out the word and the number that comes out their mouth. I've been saying that for the last 6 months or so using Chris Tucker. Do you understand the number of the word that's coming out of your mouth? Nope. Because everybody I talk to have no damn clue. None.
That's mine.
I'm giving what I've been given so that you can find your purpose in this connection of your memory using these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to take the time out. I ain't got nothing to do with it, but I'm staying on my mark. I'm staying on my square. I'm staying here because this is my assignment to do. Assignment is for. It's spiritual. This is my spiritual damn assignment to wake us up, those who think they woke, because you ain't fully woke. Because if you ain't got your own way and you still giving me somebody else's shit, you ain't woke.
This is why we all over the place looking at everything and trying to research shit. I ain't saying research ain't good. It's good. But see, once you research it, is it yours now? Are you still giving me the research that you got from the researcher and just giving it to me out of the words that you have to articulate with? Uh-uh. Give me your spiritual.
That's right.
Give me some truth. Give me a lesson that's uniquely yours. And that's why I use it all the time. Uniquely is the poor. It ain't uniquely coming from you. It's regurgitation. It's programming. So I constantly say, give me yours. And it's very rare that anybody gives me theirs, and then people want to get fucking mad. Because I'm just a mirror to let them see what it is that they ain't seeing, that they think they on top of shit. Yeah, you looking good and fine and all this, that, and the other, but your spiritual essence of beauty inside ain't there at all. It's ugly as hell.
Yes.
Cover up what you want to, but you can't fool the spirit, and damn it right now, you can't fool me, because I'm rolling with the universe and the spirit. I'm rolling with the Galactic Federation. And damn it, if you're speaking truth, I know the truth, because they're not going to give you shit if you're vibrating on that lying, negative-ass frequency that we keep trying to bring to the table, think we fooling somebody. Uh-uh, you fooling yourself. Might be fooling
and
others.
The truth will set you free.
That's
it. Yes, it will.
That's right. That's
Brother
right.
Eddie,
free. I was about to say free is 21. That's why we on that lie of 12. You ain't free. I hear that all. I want to be free. Damn it. What is free to you? What's your definition? Because you're going to give me somebody else's shit of their definition. We don't have our own. The numbers will give you that, wherever it leads you. But we ain't trying to find the number of no damn word to come out of our mouth. We just into the occult language of English speaking confusion. It's all the five, damn it. English, occult, and confusion. The babble that babies do. That's why babble is 14 to 5. This is a baby language. Of all damn languages, this is the youngest language. So we babies babbling with this damn language, and everybody wants to learn English so they can babble. Get out of here. Y'all better find out what these damn numbers of these words coming out your mouth is. That's part of the key. Key is one. You the key. And we won't use the key to unlock the damn door. Lock is one. You got the key to unlock every damn thing, and we won't do it.
Yes.
Telling me this and telling me that. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette, because
yes.
I keep talking and I'm starting to sweat again, so talk to me.
Okay, do you want to tell her how she can come up with her own personal number? You know, with her name and birth date?
Oh, well, that's her going to that Marty Lee's site, getting the code, finding out what her number to her name is, and finding every word possible she can, because you start off with the words that's coming out your mouth. Learn the numbers to those words. You already sing part of your gift, but you're not connected to it by number. You're only using the definition of the word you think the confusing word of that definition has given you. You have nothing else. We can go from this dictionary to that dictionary to that dictionary. It's still somebody else's shit.
Yes.
Give me yours. Do we have our own dictionary from within? We got it. Do you know the word, the number of dictionary? No. We don't know none of a directory. No. It's the same. No. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. I'm sweating again.
I was going to say, because what you're on point and knowing the number to the word, but then we have to even go deeper, because when you go to the etymology of the word, you see where the origin word is. And this is the key in knowing that how this coding is done, because most words, especially in law is always written in Latin. So in looking at the etymology, you look at the base of where this origin comes from, that word, and then you put the original number where the word originates from.
That's part of the part of the lessons we need to learn. That is correct. But even studying etymology, they let you know
that the words have changed throughout history.
See, right.
That meaning of the word changed, but the number don't damn change. Find that number, and we find the truth. We still chasing
right.
the etymology of somebody else's description of their word from their language. We still using English. The occult, the confusion, that's what's coming out of our mouth. We ain't using Greek. We ain't using Latin. We ain't using African. We ain't using no language but English to talk to each other. And, again, by using that and finding the numbers out, this is when we get the truth. Because everything else is chasing something that somebody in a rope that we embrace, feeling, okay, well, that's your truth. Stay there. It don't, hey, I'm going to take that, but I'm still going to make it mine. It ain't going to stay the etymology that they gave me. Because that's a program in and of itself also. How do we get out?
Right.
Find, for me, find the numbers. For you, Brother Kwame, it's find the astrological of the as above, so below. That's why I love
right.
you, my brother, because you give me stuff on the astrological that once you give it to me, and we've talked sometime before, I always change everything you give me. I see that number right away. Damn, that's this. That's that. Because it leads me somewhere that you will never lead me because you're only giving me that word, not the number behind the word. I got to find that number
right.
so I see my square, my lane. All I ask
right.
other people is to find their way to give me something different than what you just got. It's something in you
right.
that's supposed to come out. That's why it's only one of you. And
right.
we keep giving
because
somebody else's stuff. It's not you. It's somebody else's. Give me you.
Stay in your lane.
You
stay in your lane.
Shit. I want your creation from within you. But are you able
but
to create anything that you get from outside of you?
Right.
That's where I am
and
now.
I thank you. Right. And I thank you for that because in speaking that is the astral me because I know that I'm a cosmic citizen. And this is where I've come from.
Mm-hmm.
And so I speak the alignment of what is my galaxy, my solar system, my cosmos, and speaking that into it and saying how I align with the planetary alignment and saying that, okay, Jupiter is aligned with Mars and
mm-hmm.
Venus, this is the dawning of the age. So
right.
would you be able to read the planetary and see how everything is in place, just like July 4th is Sirius and the sun and the spirit sun and our sun are rising because our sun has reached its furthest point away from the earth of 94 million miles away in the Aeolian. And then in January or December 31st is the Prilon. Well, it's 91. It's the closest and the furthest way the sun is with the alignment with Sirius. And this is the way that our ancestors were able to calculate our whole, what is called the ecliptic, our being able to know that at this point the sun will go its furthest away from the earth. And then at this point, when it reaches that point, these two will come together and let us know that this is what the alignment is, and then this is the beginning of a new year in our solar year. And so this is how we'll be able to read and see those planets and how they align to create the energy that I can see how my ancestors work with the planet.
Ashe, 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 namaste, yes, sir.
You know, this has been, for the short time that we've been on this call, this has been one of the best conference calls I've ever been on. There is so much understanding. And it's just turning into understanding. I'm like, wow, what you two just said there. you keep talking about the spiritual. Kwame came with something. You took and you came back with it. And you took it and you swallowed it. And it didn't come back up. You didn't regurgitate it. You gave it, then it went right back to Kwame. And then Kwame came back with it. I was like, wow, look what's going on here. It's finally something new.
Right. And I would share with you on that, and I thank you for that. The part of
yes.
this that in this exchange is when we say trust, or if we say, I know Eddie's truth is numbers. My truth is in the heavens. So each one of us in that word truth is the word you, the vowel you. He's vowed to know that his truth in him that he vows in that you that's in that word is the numbers. I vow and say my truth is the astral me. And looking at both of these truths and complementarism, we complement each other by saying what is all in this universal oneness, because it's the universe, but we're overstanding our innerverse. We are our cosmic seeds, and what we're seeing is our innerverse, our universe within that makes up us as a being. We're here on this planet with the universal energy of oneness.
Yes.
And that's why I say we are the ones we've been waiting for.
Yes. Wow.
But it's also, it's up to us to fix us. We are what we're
yes.
waiting on. And it's actually the rest of the world, even in history, is waiting on those chosen this call or been set in this place called the free nation or the free country known as America. All of the black people, melanated people over the world are waiting on us here in America to lead
right.
the way.
Yeah.
And the only way we're to lead is through the spiritual. We can't lead no other way. We ain't got no other power than our spirit. But our spirits
right.
are
yeah.
so weak because it's been conditioned to conversate about the wrong nonsense. As Kwame said, it's in the universe, too. When we say things like it's in the air is too. That's part of the universe. We say it's in
yeah.
the sky. Sky
yeah.
is too. It's part of the universe. Are you really feeling
yeah.
what's in the sky? What's in the air? The communication, too, that's coming from the universe? Do we really hear that? I don't think so. Because we ain't putting no numbers to nothing together on the words that we say. It's right there in that astronomy, astrology that Brother Kwame is laying on us, in the numerology that I'm just tying to that part of his part of astrology. Put numbers behind every damn thing. We don't do it. We just hear it. And, ooh, that sounds right. That sounds good. That sounds, well, if that's what you want to ride on that, go ahead. I can't change it. But I'm giving my
right.
part to his part to put the numbers behind every damn thing. This is why everything is on the one. That one
yes.
is no more than frequency. Everything in the world has a frequency, a vibration, family. And we ain't picking up on the
right.
vibration of your sofa, your chair, your table, your lamp. It's just a lamp, table. It's just these things they say. It all has a frequency. It's talking to you. And we ain't
yeah.
hearing shit. Excuse my friends, but we ain't hearing a damn thing. But every damn object in our goddamn surrounding, in our domain.
Right.
Hey. Now check, bear with me for a minute. I just pulled up Marty Lee's website. And for the family, like I guess he has a calculator on here, and what you can do, you can type in a word, and it'll bring up the number. Now, with the exchange, Brother Eddie and Kwame just had, it took me, my spirit took me to a word called reciprocity, the practice of exchanging things with others for mutual benefit, especially privileges granted by one country or organization to another. Now, with that being said, when I pulled up the gematria calculator, I typed in the word reciprocity, and it came up to a number of 45. 4 plus 5 is 9. 9 is
yes.
spiritual completion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect and complete.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I love it. Brother D, you just gave me another word I wasn't even familiar with, man. But like I said, y'all teach me so much. See? And again,
yes.
that 45... it's metaphysics by number.
But
yes.
It's metaphysics. It's as above, so below by number. It's the 9. It's your spiritual guide. It's the 9. It's the
the Jesus that Antoinette believes in, which is the nine. It doesn't matter. Find that damn nine to what you've given to give your information, which is nine, your learning, which is nine, your square, which is nine. We don't see nothing other than a word. And once we start getting a number to connect it to what we are, where we at, because we are in different places. That's why it's the holy place.
Yeah.
Your holy place is in your head.
Yes.
They call it the Holy Bible.
Yes.
See? Yeah. But that holy place is no more than your brain. Brain and place is the same number. Back to that five. Ain't that something? Your holy place is your brain.
Yes,
and we all over the place instead of the holy place that resides in the brain. That's why we started off, and I think Brother Kwame mentioned it, Mother Earth. Come on now. Do we put a number to that, or are we just saying it? Mother Earth, Mother 26, Earth 24, comes to 50, the five. Helios come to the five.
Right.
The Helios is the Mother Earth coming through the words once we see it. But if we don't see the numbers and shit, we just repeating the stories. And I keep getting biblical stories from everybody.
But
it's
what
a
he,
story.
What he hit, right. But what Brother Derek hit on, we talk about the 42 laws of Maya or the 42 negative confessions of Maya. But there are also seven cardinal virtues that go with that 42. And the 4 and 2 is 6, and the seven cardinal virtues are truth, justice, righteousness, harmony, balance, reciprocity, and order.
Mm. Let me ask this right quick. You just said the 40. You said the 42. Negative confessions and seven.
The negative confessions. I have not committed. I have not. And those were the 42 that Moses took the 10 out and took I have and put in thou shalt.
Right. I was
Excuse me, we got to start from yours again.
It's not me.
Yeah, it keeps coming back.
Yeah, say it out. When I was dealing with the 42 plus the 7, add that up right quick. 42 plus 7 is 49. 4 plus 9, you're back to the 13.
13, we're back
to
the 40.
When we connect, that's the spiritual, baby. Everything we say comes back to that spiritual family. When we really take, when we start using numbers, start looking at what we're saying, because that 7 that you gave is no more than the 7 chakras. Your 7 seals.
Oh,
the 7 liberal arts. Yeah. We just give it different names of the 7, the 7 sisters, the 7 stars, 7 this and 7 that. What are you connecting it to the spiritual? Come on, family, you know too much from all of us all over the place. And they keep giving us the dang on information behind the number of the word. And we won't try to find the damn number. We just keep repeating the word and keeping the confusion. Because it never comes out the way it's supposed to be coming out from you. You.
And
the word spiritual is a 4, right, Eddie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that is what I said, is what I shared in saying that Eddie's truth and the only vowel in the word truth is you. And it begins, the 7 virtue begins with truth. Then it deals
and
with
truth
justice.
Is a 4.
Right. And then you have justice, righteousness, harmony, balance, reciprocity, and order, because we have to be in order with the cosmic order, the universal order, and the natural order in order to know that we are in order and we are in alignment with all that is universal in our oneness.
Mm-hmm. And order is number 3.
Mm.
That's correct. And alignment is number 3, my family. So when you get in alignment, you get in order.
What is L?
That's the shift. Shift is 3. Shift is part of the paradigm shift. The alignment. The order. We ain't trying to find the order of the shift of the alignment with the earth and the planets we supposed to be on. We just talking loud and saying nothing when we ain't trying to find nothing spiritual behind what we've been getting. And we getting all the information from each and every one of us. That's why it's up to us to fix us. But we ain't trying to find it our way in your lane, because most of us ain't got a damn lane. We ain't on no damn square because we ain't got that square.
That square is all it's a rectangle, an octagon, a pentagon. It's every damn thing. It ain't the square.
The spirit. Everyone that, you know, you're still on the line, if you have a question or a comment, you press the number one, I can open up the line. Okay, I hope you heard
and
that.
And the word square comes up to number nine.
That's why I said nine is your learning. Learning is nine. Information is nine.
What about element?
Element?
Let me get that right.
Element
uh-huh. should be 26. Yeah. If you say elements and put the S on it, it becomes 32.
Right.
Yeah.
The elements is 32. That's the five. We're supposed to be on
the five
in the elements.
And elements without the S is an eight.
Eight?
Yeah, that's why I said element.
Yes,
element. It's 26.
Yeah.
That's why when you put the S on elements, it becomes 32. You add a 6 onto the 26, it's 32.
Yeah.
The element is no more than the purge we're going through. It's an elemental family. It's the elements. And we still ain't on it because we ain't trying to find it. We're just being purged the way they want to purge us. And we're going to kill each other if we don't kill our damn self.
And purge is number 8.
That's it. That's why I started off with 8. Because today's date is an 8.
But we
7/14/2021, the 8, the purge, baby. That's why I had to do the show. I wanted to cancel again, like I said, so that I can keep getting these downloads and information from the other side. Thank you, Mother AZ, for the other side. But the numbers lead me, and that's why, like I said, I got to be true to my so-called game because it's the game of truth for me. I ain't got time to lie. And I really don't have time to listen to nobody else's lies. That's y'all. That's your personal garbage. That's your shit. Don't shit on me with your garbage. I don't need nobody else's trash.
And lies
I got
three.
Of my own. Yes. Thank you, my brother.
And what you spoke is the word element. But in the element is because some of us, we have to understand, are in the universities of life. And some people are in the elementary school of earthly connection.
It was hard to hear you, Brother Kwame. Excuse me. Oh, boy, my voice. It was hard to hear you, Brother Kwame.
No, I'm
we're getting
saying
out of people. We got you now.
She chose to give us the word element, and then we saw when we put element and elements, but it boils down to it's the elementary of training. That's why we have elementary school. That's where we're beginning the training. But we're speaking in universal knowledge. We're not in brick and mortar universities. We are in the cosmic universe.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we are.
And the word universe comes up there 38, which is 11.
Yeah.
That's what you were talking about earlier, Brother Eddie, with the portal.
That's it. 11-11, baby. That's why the universe being the 2, 38, 2, is the air we breathe, too. They call it oxygen, too. It's in the sky, too. It's all connected to the universe.
Right.
And communication is 38, which is 2. The universe is communicating with us, and we ain't hearing it through the air and the oxygen we breathe. And in the sky we look up at every day, all that information of communication is right there, and I'm tripping that ain't nobody getting it. We talking like we getting it, but I'm listening to what people are saying. Y'all ain't getting it. Give it to me your way. You ain't getting it because you still give me somebody else's shit.
And the way that I see it is that we're saying universe, we're saying number 11, and that's one and one. The universe and the universe is one and one, and that's why I say you are the one you've been waiting for. Rumi says everything in the universe is within you. When will you learn to use yourself?
That's it. That's why they call it the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega. It's no coincidences, Alpha 13, God, Omega 16, consciousness. When you add 13 and 16, you got 29. 2 plus 9 is the 1 and the 1. 11 again, y'all. The beginning and the end, the 1 and the 1. It's right there.
And the
in
word
front of
shit
us.
Is a 24, which is a 6.
That's it. That's why I say don't shit on me. Because 6 comes to word. Word is 15. When I say don't shit on me, you're giving me somebody else's word.
But when you say the word S-H-I-T, you're talking about special high intensity training.
That's a program they're in. Thank you. That's why program is 24, which is a 6. The program is 33, which is 6. You got to use what you've been put in, the same number to get out. That's why in is 6 and out is 6. Come on. I done said that too many times. Program is 6. The program is 6. Ain't nobody deprogramming you but you. But we are helping deprogram each other by the conversations we have if we on the right frequency. That's why even vibration is 6. Your word is your vibration. Like they say, your word is your bond.
Right. But what you're looking at when you look at the barcode, and the barcode, when you study it, the barcode opens the 6, identifies the 6, and closes the 6. That's the 3, 6, 6. That's 666. 6 neutrons, 6 electrons, and 6 neurons. And so that's all the same. But when you add the 3 6s, it comes into what? The 9. 18.
The 9.
9. The completion.
That's why the pen is mightier than the sword. Pen is 9, and sword is 21. Sacrifice, 21, I mean 3. It's 39, but it's still that 3, like that sword. But you turn sword, put that S to the end, and the sword becomes words. That's why the pen is writing your words. That's the sword that's in your favor. The pen, baby. Pen is 9. A black pen, the 666, 18, 1 plus 8 is 9. That's the pen, baby.
Yeah.
And what do we, they had a song back in the 70s was what? The name game.
Yes.
The name games, and you had the way you figured the name game was 369, the goose drank wine, the monkey cheese and back along the street car line, the lion broke, the monkey got silk, and we all went to hell with the world, folks. Clap, clap.
Man, you bringing back memories, bro. Stop. You taking me back. That's good, though. That's good, because when we even go back and figure out these nursery rhymes, had specific information that's been hidden in the nursery rhyme that actually came from what was called the Brothers Grimm. It was all horror stories that they made into nursery rhymes.
Right. But it's also, I think it's either Tesla's theory, it's 369 harmonic number.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's why Tesla was so intrigued with 369.
Right. But we got it in our, we got it in the name game song when we were kids.
Yep.
And the phrase nursery rhyme comes up to 13.
Thank you, Derek. That's a good one on me because I never took the time out to even do a nursery rhyme. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. That's what I said. You know, we getting better and better and better, and I hope we speed it up because that's why they got this shit called warp speed giving you this damn shot and trying to introduce all this shit into our system that does not belong there. They want to do it at warp speed as quickly as possible before this
warp speed comes up in 36, which is a 9.
Right. See? And this is why, and again, when we look at that warp speed, that's metaphysics, that 9, metaphysics.
But
warp is 13,
is
which is the 4, and speed is 23. Metaphysics,
right.
5 and 4.
But what you're looking at and they're trying to travel in warp speed is because in this galactic, just like in Star Trek, they travel through the galaxy at warp speed, but they're trying to look at how this planet is. This is our ship. This is the Enterprise. And the prize that we're trying to maneuver and save is ourselves.
You call it the Enterprise. I like that. I call it the Mothership Connection, baby. I'm still floating with George because the Mothership Connection is 76. 7 plus 6 is 13. We on the Mothership Connection because the Mother Earth is a ship that revolves
right
around the sun at 1,000.3 miles an hour, 13. At 67 1,000 miles per hour, 6 plus 7 is 13. How do they keep coming up with that number 13, y'all?
Right.
Because
and that's it's all spiritual.
This ship that the earth moves that fast, and we don't feel a damn thing. We don't feel
right
nothing. We on a hell of a ride, family. This is the mothership, and it connects all of us as being humans. That's the true mothership connection, baby. Mother Earth. And we're not honoring Mother Earth by protecting her because they screwing Mother Earth everywhere by robbing her of her natural resources. We're supposed to be the stewards. Where is our voice? Voice is two. That's the universe using you as the voice to speak to those who can't hear the universe. Your voice. Lift every damn voice and sing, y'all. We ain't doing
yeah
it. Your thing is
can
your
I make
sign
a quick announcement? Can I make a quick announcement? Okay, y'all, we're in the overtime. So at any time, I don't know when Blog Talk will cut us off because we have to get our.
Yes, and I'm glad you said that because last week sometime they cut us off, and before
yeah
they do anything, if they do or if they don't, before we formally say goodnight, if they cut us off, I want to say my great appreciation, love, and affection for all of you all who are tuning in to this class this evening. I love y'all. I will continue to love y'all, but like Brother Derek said, if you can't change the people around you, same thing I say, change the people around you. It's
yep
time to
you
trim your tree. It ain't got to be
yeah
Christmas
yeah
to trim your tree. You can trim your tree at any time. So some of those
yep
leaves are already dead. Get them off your tree.
Yeah.
Your tree is your spirit. Trim your damn tree. Get those damn leaves that's turning brown off your damn tree.
The tree
let
of life.
Fall, let them fall so that they can be the fertilization for the soil that they were meant to be. Because they the haters anyway. So damn
yes
trim them haters off so they can do the job they supposed to be fertilizing. Some people call fertilizer shit. So let that shit fall where it may. Yes.
Yes.
So.
Okay, yeah, well,
we're here until they cut us off,
I guess.
Yep,
yeah.
That's it. Until they cut us off.
So what does the word plasma, what number does that give?
I would have to, I don't use that often. I would have to basically take the time to write it out to make sure I get it right. But Brother D is on that little phone line that he's got. Did he type it in and it gives him the number? So if Brother D can come up with plasma.
It comes out to 5, 14, 5.
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Ain't that, I keep saying stay on your 5, so it never shocks me when I see it because, again, mm-hmm, as Sister Antoinette brought up, what I wanted to say as far as knowing the number of your name, once you know the number of your name, find all of the damn words you can to your name's number. That's your
yeah
power.
You know what? Tell me how to spell
you
your have name. Tell me how to spell your first
okay
name.
Okay. I hear the vibration, and I can't hear too good. That vibration
yeah, I can
in
hear
phone
you
is
you
got the
hear
echo in the phone. Like somebody
that's
has their phone on speaker again. But anyway, if you can hear me, it's I-S-H-T-A-R.
ISHTAR?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yours comes up to a 3.
Okay.
ISHTAR, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yours is a 30, which is a 3.
Well, oh. Are you serious? Mine is come up to 30. It's a 3 also.
Okay, see, you and Brother Eric. I mean, you and Brother Derek, forgive me. And Brother Eddie and I were 5.
Mm-hmm.
And you and Derek are 3. So, see,
wow.
You already hooked up with someone that's a 3 right along with you.
Wow. No one
Brother
else I wanted to say. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was asking Brother Kwame, what was his?
I haven't looked it up. So KWAME is what, Derek?
Oh, you a 5, bro.
Yeah, he's right along with us. Okay, so you're with Brother Eddie and I, Brother Kwame.
Right. That's what he said.
Yeah, I thought Brother Eddie had said that. And everybody
man,
else is just listening.
Hold on. Y'all, I am so sorry. I've been talking since y'all been talking. I think I'm saying something because I kept saying, Brother Kwame is a 5. Brother Kwame, I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah,
and nobody can hear me. And I was on mute all that time. But, yes, Brother Kwame is a 5.
Too long.
Antoinette, you a 5, and I'm a 5. Brother Derek is a 3.
Yeah.
We did that on our show a long time ago with him being 30.
Yeah.
And him seeing 12 in the jersey, 21 that he played. Yeah, that's a 3. And Sister Ishtar is also 3.
Yeah.
So for the 3, because I'm always talking about the words with 5, so we familiar with a lot of 5s. But the 3 is no more than your memories. Start there. The 3 is connections. Your connection to your memories. 3 is process. Process your memories and your connection to your memories. 3 is purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Find your purpose in the connection in your memories. 3 is queen. My queen Ishtar, you're a queen. But in order to claim your crown, you have to be in order. Order is 3. So with Derek and Sister Ishtar, y'all bring order. And if you out of order, you're going to get it tenfold. Because you're not even on your name of your number that expresses the words that you're supposed to have order in.
Mm-hmm. And the word visions with an S is also a 3.
30, yeah, with the S
all
is
right.
30. With the,
y'all
without
the
S, it's 24. It's a 6. But with the S, it becomes 30, a 3. So, yes. And that's why I say we're in this time of the 5 called inner visions. 41.
That was a title of one of Stevie Wonder's albums.
That's right, inner visions, baby, because his brother was blind, so the two thieves were closed. He didn't see with the two thieves. He inner visions, he's with the third eye.
That's third, yeah.
He told his brother one with the third eye.
Family, may I be heard?
Sometimes, so your third eye will open up. We
Mom
ain't doing that.
Yes, Sister Paris, we can hear you. We can hear you, Sister Paris.
Okay, well, what is Robert Lee Paris? Well, what's the energy number with that? Is Robert Lee.
Well, see,
Paris, you
right into your element because Robert is 26 and Mother is 26. So every time I say Mother, I know I'm looking at Robert also. Lee is 12.
Mm.
26 and 12 is what? 38. 3 plus 8,
yep.
Damn it, you back to 11. Communication. Universe.
Yep.
The air. You own the 2.
Yep.
Okay. And then the Paris, the last, the Paris with 2 R's?
That's Paris with 2 R's. 5, 10, 15.
That's 25.
No, I'm actually looking at, hold on, 5, 10, 15. Yeah, that's 25. You're right. You're right, Sister Antoinette. That's 25, which is the 7.
Okay.
See? So, yes.
Well, that
so,
then that correlates with
Robert,
my earth time, my Earth Day. Well, you know, when I came to the planet.
Your whole name is a nine. Your whole name is a nine.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Completion.
That's
it. Yeah, so yours is.
All right. Thank you, family.
217 with the deck nine. That's it. Metaphysics, learning, information. Your square,
God.
Your lane. Thank you, Mother AZ.
Yes,
yes, wow, this has been a good class tonight. Y'all got to download this.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope. We talked earlier, Sister Antoinette, and I told you this was going to be a great show. See, because the,
yes,
the
yes,
ancestors told me that's why I had to come on tonight, because the ancestors said, you got to share this with your people so they see how they're missing that fourth dimension, how they can't see glimpses and start seeing the fourth dimension. It's here. We're in the fourth and fifth dimension. As Kwame said, we're
yeah.
ready to go next year to the sixth dimension, and we can't even see the fourth nor the fifth because we're not
yeah.
on proof. We're not telling the truth, y'all. You are not
you
allowed.
Not,
you're not allowed
you
in the spiritual realm telling lies. You can't take a lie in the spiritual realm. You're not allowed.
Yeah.
You're not allowed.
That's true.
But what?
Yep.
I'm giving you what I've been given. You're not allowed. So all of you all who think you so this and that, I'm sorry. If you ain't in order, you ain't allowed. Your vibration
line
three.
Is
three.
Right.
Vibrations is three.
Right.
And that's
but
why your vibrations are off. Words is three. Your words are off. Your words ain't in order. Simple as that. Order is three. Words is three. If your words ain't in order, your relationships ain't in order. Relationships is three. It don't matter what damn relationship you in. If you ain't in order, your words ain't in order, your relationship ain't in order. You ain't in order. Start from you.
And then you go through a purge and you get things purged out of your life.
That's it.
People,
that's all the purging is you either keep the shit in or you push the shit out. You want to purge it out. Get rid of it.
Yes.
Get rid of it. That's what they're trying to do to us. Get rid of us. That's what they call the purge. Get rid of the niggas.
Yeah, but they're gonna get rid of, but it's gonna get rid of them because of their wickedness.
Uh-huh. That's exactly right. But in the mean scope, a whole bunch of us is gonna die. I'm sorry, you know, already took the shot.
Yeah.
You know, already killed your damn self because you accepted the vaccine. Vaccine is 23. Death is 23. The vaccine is death. Find these damn words out with the numbers, and you see the death right in front of you. Why they saying it's a blood clog in your brain. Clog is five. Brain is five. Vaccine
but
is five. Death is five. They shooting this damn death right in you, and you accepting it.